for another fantabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed dense envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Former Beatle Paul McCartney writes that his wife Linda, dead Linda, visits him in the woods in the form of a white squirrel.
I go into the woods and there's this bloody squirrel there.
Hey, squirrel, can I put my nuts in your mouth?
There you go. That's right, it's time to stock up. Stock up for the winter season.
The Don and Mike Show.
All you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. 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 Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beat.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know to tell a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the only man who wasn't drunk at the WNEW staff party last night, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
But he was youthful when he turned the club soda into wine. Oh, by the way, Phil wanted to make you an offer.
Okay, an offer I can't refuse. What is it?
It sounds pretty good to me. He said for $3 American, he'll rub you until you are exploding your seed. So give it some thought. I don't know.
All right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Outer Course and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're very cocksure. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Trying to be. Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. How you doing, Stevie Wonder?
I'm doing fine over here. It's a little dark in here. What's going on?
I just want to thank my maker. Thanks, everybody. Very good.
I mean, I'm used now to your, like, sheriff from down in Georgia.
I lost him.
Sunglasses. Why are you wearing dark Roy Orbison sunglasses?
They're the only glasses I have in here, and it's too dark. I can't wear them. I can't.
You look goofy wearing real sunglasses.
Whoa. Hi, everybody.
Look at those eyes.
Hi.
The eyes that say,
hi, how are you?
Great party last night.
Famous quotes from me on the way to the party last night. I'm just going to stay a short time.
It's a new episode, everybody, on May 2nd.
May.
And it's a Wednesday.
Look at May.
Don and Mike Show coming to you again today from our New York affiliate, 102.7 WNEW. And after much talk about the famous WNEW staff morale party last night, mm-hmm. We did in fact go.
And I believe the instigator of the party got his wish. It was filled with goodwill and harmony.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now, listen, I want to tell you what happened. First off, I have never seen Ken Stephens as drunk as he was last night. Last night, Ken Stephens, the general manager, was drunker when we arrived at the party, and we were a little late because right. The show ran over last night. He was as drunk And that was like an hour into the party, as drunk as he was normally at the end of a Christmas party.
Yes, he was. He was feeling the pressure. I mean, all the parties that are concerned were there. All the pressure parties were there for Ken, and he was backed into a corner not once but a few times.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the one time that was great was when the four of us had him up against the wall.
Right.
And he assumed the pose that we've seen him in so many times when he just he kind of hunches his shoulders together like Larry King.
Right.
And he folds his arms, and his body language says, please get away from me.
He was squirming. He was smarmy. It was a little mungy at B.B. King's because we were all jammed together. I mean, that's a beautiful bar with lots of room, but we were all crammed into like a 10 by 10 square foot area.
As a matter of fact, Ken was so effed up when we arrived that he saw Rob from behind and thought that Rob was me.
Right.
That's sign number one, how effed up he was.
Yeah, he was feeling no pain.
He approached Rob and started to hug him because he thought that Rob was me, and Rob turned around and said, hi, Ken, and Ken said, I thought you were gone.
And then he sniped at Rob a couple of... What did he snipe at you? When the four of us were talking to Ken, you came over and did or said something, and I believe I don't remember what it was, Rob, but I remember he sniped at you.
He always says, you know, I could fire you, and I think you don't want to fire me. You love me too much.
Drunk Ken, and wow. I don't know what time it was, about 10:30, I saw him slide over to Charles Broyhill.
Right.
And he leans over and he says, you gotta get me a car. I gotta go. You gotta get me a ride. I gotta go.
Yeah, when we were leaving, he wanted to, split a ride with us, which somehow did not materialize, and I think we're all the better for it.
Shocker.
Right.
So last night, we're at this party for the most dysfunctional radio station in America, 102.7 WNEW.
We were all a little... I wasn't apprehensive. I'd be lying if I said I was... I was actually looking forward to it, just because of the dynamic. I wanted to be there quick. I wanted to get there soon and see what was going on.
I mean, let's face it, the real reason that they had this party was that there's plenty of infighting among the disc jockeys on the station, but
right.
Mainly it was the fight between us and Opie and Anthony.
That is what everybody was concerned about, and shortly after we got to the party, I saw Anthony go walking across the floor, and it looked to me like maybe he was heading out because they were there earlier than we were.
Right.
So I walked up, and I wanted to catch him and give him my line before we left, so I walked over. I said, okay, you ready to stage the fake fight now? and we joked about it, and it turned out...
I went up to Opie, and I just said, do you want to fight?
Yeah, we just, you know, the thing is, that's how we... And they were thinking the exact same thing we were thinking, and it actually turned out to be a wonderful evening.
Now, listen, I don't know...
Wonderful.
O and A are doing their show right now, and I don't know what they're doing in the studio next door. They do the afternoon show here on NEW in New York. But I told them last night when we left, they were like, how are we going to handle this on the air? And I said, well, you guys, you can do whatever you want. We're going to tell the truth that we partied with them last night.
We did indeed.
We had a good time, and as far as we are concerned, there's no feud, there's no bad blood. I mean, there were things that were said on both sides.
Sure.
Because both of us, you know, didn't really know what the other was doing, and let's face it, a good radio fight is a good radio fight.
We have always said that those guys, you know, there are similarities. They remind us of us a little bit when we were a little younger, and the thing is we talked everything out. We talked about all our issues. There was a lot of stuff that was going on both on the air and off the air that we needed to discuss with them one-on-one and find out how they really felt about stuff, because there's so much crap.
And then with us also, and you know, once we got that crap worked out, that's when we started pounding, and we found that there were mutual topics that we that we could agree on, everything from bad pornos to the program director at K-Rock, who I was told last night tapes our show every night.
Well, that's wonderful. He's going to get an earful listening to this radio station in the coming weeks.
Tapes our show every night because he's so paranoid that I'm going to say something about him. So I got to remember, when we come up to New York, especially, to start the show by saying hi to Steve Kushner, who is taping the show on his Wallensack right now.
Hello, Steve.
Just trying to catch me in something that you can sue me in later.
Well, I felt very good leaving that party. It was actually a morale-building experience.
It was.
I wouldn't have predicted that all the tea in China. I thought it would be just what you said. People would be broken off into small little cliques, little bitty groups, but it actually turned out to be a fantastic night.
We had a great time last night.
It's a good place to go. I mean, it was really a happening little bar. We liked it.
I'll give Opie credit that at one point I was ready to go. I mean, we had been getting along with him, and I said, oh, that's it. I got to go. I got to go.
I sat down. I had talked to Opie a couple of times. When I finally sat down with him at the bar, and we're chatting, and 30 seconds into it, we start chatting, and you come over and grab my shoulder and go, we got to go. And I was just like, I was sitting there. I didn't know what to do, but it was just like, we have to go. And you're like eight people in back here. And I said, well, just hold on a second. So I get up finally. I said, hey, listen, nice talking with you. We talked about New England and a lot of different things. And then you came over, and I said, I think I'm going to have one more drink. And you're like, We gotta go. And then I look over, and there you are sitting with Opie, and I'm waiting to go. I'm standing at the stairs, so I come back over and I say, let's get some flapjacks right now. So I said, sit down, have another drink with him, and we'll hang for one more, and that's what we did.
We hung for one more, and we ended up not making it a late evening.
No. And Anthony and I do similar stuff. We do voices and stuff like that. We were talking about that all night. It was very, very pleasant, and I was very, very happy that we were able to clear the air one-on-one. There's only one way to do that. You can't even do that kind of stuff on the phone.
And you
have to do it face-to-face.
Right. The dynamic is that Ken and Jeremy, really, they had this party last night so that the four of us, the four disc jockeys, would get together. I think all the other people from the station, they were just window dressing. They really wanted the four of us to get together and talk, and I think that's why Ken was so bummed, because Ken was
freaked,
absolutely petrified.
True.
As was the gerbil Jeremy Coleman last night.
We talked about a lot of stuff with these guys that we will not bore you with right now, but I will tell you the one thing that we did agree on, that all the crap, all the real nasty stuff, normally starts out by you or me or Opie or Anthony hearing something from the telephone or hearing something from one of the support staff, and the great enablers, as we call them, stir up all the crap, and then it one thing. Rob, I'm not directing that at you.
Anyway, the whatever feud, as far as we're concerned, we're having with them, it's over and it's done.
Yeah, I like those guys, actually.
They're good guys.
I really do. I would say if I didn't, and I
if I went in last night and had a bad time and tried to be cool and they weren't cool, come on today and tell you now. I was sad that Leslie wasn't there last night.
Leslie Gold wanted to
see her.
Right.
And you know what? I did it again. Last time we were here, it was Ron who I walked up to, and I said, hey, Fez, how you doing? And he said, no, I'm Ron.
I came in today. I got here about 12 noon to the radio station. I walked in. Fez is the first person I saw, because I walk right into the studio with those guys, whether the on-air light's on or not. And I said to Fez, hey, how you doing? You have a good time? You recover from last night? He said, yeah. Your partner called me Ron all night long.
I know. I asked it up. I saw him, and he said, hey, Ron, great to see you again. He goes, I'm sad.
And I said to Ron, why weren't you there last night?
Hey, just couldn't make it on time.
He said something, not that, but he said something along the line, just couldn't be there, couldn't make it.
So the disc jockeys that were there,
You haven't heard my Ron, have you?
Thanks, Rob, how you doing?
We got along with all the disc jockeys that were there, and then we had a good time getting Ken into his defensive crowd.
Oh, yeah.
The only people that I had the problem with, really, with a pushy New York sales guy.
Oh, what a pain in the ass they were.
I don't mind the, is it the national sales guy, the general sales guy, the guy who's like Ainsley Harriott?
He is my favorite. I mean, I have a friend. I like him already. I like the guy.
James. Okay, right.
The
black bald guy.
Could not have been nicer. I mean, he's the first person I talked to at the party.
Okay. Me too. I walked up to the bar and he said, I want to tell you something. Your show is marvelous. Hello, I used to sell for WABC. I'm happy to be selling here right now on this patient. Have a seat. What do you want to drink?
He was the good guy. And there was this undercurrent attitude with some of the other guys that, like today during the breaks of the show, I'm going upstairs to walk through the sales office because they said we never come up there. I didn't know that was a prerequisite.
Listen, here's the deal with most of the sales guys here. First off, they all try to act like they're mobbed up.
They sure do.
They've all got on what they think are mobster suits. They've all got the gaudy hair. They've all got the little handkerchief hanging out of their breast pocket.
You know, it's funny. You recommended that movie Boiler Room, which I watched on DVD. And the first thing I said to those guys when I saw it, I said, what is this, Boiler Room, the grandfather years? So that's what it looked like.
Yeah. So we walk in, and the first guy that Ken introduces me to, and Ken is, of course, bombed.
Yes.
He says, come here, come here, come here, come here. You got to be
hate this guy right here.
And I don't remember the guy's name. It was another one of the guys that has, like, the Mac Davis skin tone.
Yeah, they're all generic. There are about four or five of them. Yeah.
Gray hair. He's trying to dress like he's all mobbed up. He's got pinky rings on. And Ken says, I want you to meet, I don't remember the guy's name, this is
right,
Barry. He goes, I want you to meet Barry. Barry is done. Barry can get anything in New York City. When you come to New York City, anything you want, you ask him, he'll get it for you.
So I was shaking hands with this guy, and I said, well, that's good to know. I said, but my needs are actually very simple. I enjoy fine cigars, and I stay in my room and watch movies. He says, the sales guy says to me, oh, yeah? How'd you like some dildos?
Welcome.
And I said, no thanks. And the guy was serious. Yes. His face, he goes, I can get you right now a dozen dildos. Pornos. Do you want some pornos?
Yeah, send them right up to the room.
Right now, I'll get you dildos. And as I walked...
Have a delivery service show up.
As I walked away from this guy, that's all I heard. Do you want the dildos? And every other sales guy that I met... Although he was the only one to offer me free dildos.
Boy, what a nice, generous offer.
seemed to have that same...
Yeah.
I don't know what it was that they were oozing.
Mr. Big Shot. I think they think maybe we think we're big shots, and they don't know us at all. Because anybody that knows us does not treat us like that. You know, the attitude is...
I think that they think they're big shots.
No, they...
I don't think that they think we think we're big
the
shots.
The conversation I had said, hey, you never come up. How come you never come up and walk around? Mm-hmm. We never see you. I said, well, you came down to see us. Yeah, you should come up to see us. Maybe they didn't think they were big shots.
Yeah, they did. I mean, come on. They're walking around the room like they're swinging dicks.
So I'm going to be, speaking of that, swinging dicks, I'll be going upstairs and doing that during the commercial breaks. I'll be walking around the sales desk.
Hey,
take a look at this.
How you doing? Hey, what about the dildos?
Hey.
Right here. And there's a lot of this going on last night, too. A lot of the crotch grabbing.
Right here.
Hey, how you love your show.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so the party, to be honest, went pretty great.
It, right. It demonstrated what I have known at radio parties for years between the people that do what we do and the people on the sales end.
Where people that do what we do and people do what they do.
You know, when you talk to people, regardless of whether you like them or not, people in the on-air end of things will pay attention to what you're saying because they actually want to make sure that they counter it either in an argument or they respond to it. You talk to the salespeople. It goes in one ear, and on a jet engine, it shoots out the other ear. they're not listening to you.
Outside of Ainsley Harriet, the only salesperson I really enjoyed talking to was the broad who was 40 years old and had a 29-year-old son and was already a grandmother.
She was a wonderful lady. I liked her a lot.
She was very nice.
Yes, very sweet. And she was sitting next to Ainsley most of the time.
Yes, she was.
It was good. There's some good people there, but it was a surprisingly good time was had by all.
Yeah. Now, listen, when we got done with the party,
yes.
Lisa has just put up on the screen that we're getting all kinds of calls from New York with people wanting to know how the party went.
Oh, okay.
I guess, you know, they're not going to be able to hear the show for
all right,
four
very good.
More hours.
Interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Just a quick question because I'm listening to O&A up here. It seems that both you guys and O&A seem to have mended some bridges.
Well, if you listen to the beginning of our show tonight when it airs on NEW, I think you'll hear that I have no idea what they said because we're doing the show at the same time.
Well, they said that you guys had a long talk. I mean, you guys had a nice sit down over quite a number of drinks.
We did.
Exactly. The only way to do it.
True. We did.
And that you guys mended bridges. They haven't gone into detail yet as far as what has been said, but it was basically your fond hatred for the Abercrombie and Fitch midget.
Yes, correct.
like, take that as a truth.
Yes, you can take that as a truth, as a matter of fact.
And many stories were passed about the midget.
Yes, they were.
Exactly.
And let me say that he, last night, the person that we're speaking about, this individual, he was so trash last night.
And I don't mean drunk. I mean that we were verbally trashing him. He was so dirty, I recommend that he go to Harvey's Custom Cleaners and immediately put himself through
right.
the dry cleaning cycle. And Harvey's Custom Cleaners is right next to the Zebra Room.
Fantastic.
On Connecticut Avenue in D.C.
So you can actually drop off your laundry and have Harvey take care of it as you're getting a drink at the Zebra Room.
No, the answer is we had a great time at the party, and yeah, we did work things out with O&A.
Thank you very much, and I, you know, I appreciate the honesty, and you know, I'm a great fan of both shows, and I, you know, I'd like to see more. You know,
harmony.
You know, harmony between the two
That's
shows.
I hope a lot of people feel, you know, one of the things that we will tell you was discussed last night is that a lot of this crap is stirred up by people, you know, hearing.
Like you.
People hearing one show and telling them, hey, you know what those guys said, and it's lost in the translation quite a bit, but, you know, we've also said crap about them, they've said crap about us, but a lot of stuff gets stirred up that doesn't need to be stirred up, and we agreed that, you know, we got to police that.
Hey, listen, the bottom line is that we partied with them for 3 or 4 hours last night and had a good time.
They were, you know, they got off earlier than we do. They were over at the party earlier than we were. They could have, you know, come in, made an appearance, and split, and not even had anything to do with us, and they were there, and we were glad to see that they were there, and we did have a sit down with
them. Yeah, so like we said, you know, the war is over.
Yeah.
You know, the war that never really got started, it's over.
Now, as long as you guys get live in New York, which is another hurdle that we seem to be having now with the management. You know, maybe that'll be the last, you know, problem in the...
you know, and frankly, this is exactly how it gets
how it
started. I'm not even going to respond to that, okay?
No.
Goodbye. Goodbye. See, this goodbye. Is
a radiophile guy like this who's just...
This is how it gets
Don't
going.
Worry about it. Everything's fine.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy the show on tape delay. Thank you, my friend.
Jesus. Effing Christ.
That is exactly how it started.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another dude from New York. What line's he on?
4. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man. Welcome to New York again. I call you every time you come to New York and say welcome to New York.
Okay.
So, Owen and I were talking about you guys before. They said, you know, the feud's over.
Yep.
You're pretty cool guys and everything, so I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you know what, then? I'm glad because you're going to hear that tonight at 7 on NEW, you're going to hear that we said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's good because we really, you know, we're doing these shows in the same building simultaneously, so we don't know what is going on. We're glad that they felt the same way. You know, we kind of left it as that everything was cool. We actually enjoyed the evening. There's one thing to have a sit-down where you try to mend fences. There's another thing where you actually enjoy talking and hanging out with the guy.
No, as a matter of fact, the high point was when they told us about a videotape that
right.
we want to see.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see it.
Oh, I want to see it.
No. I mean, I'll watch it, but I know I'll be freaked out.
I want to see it. They were telling me it's a videotape. It starts on a woman who is manipulating a guy's
beanbag.
His sack.
Right.
And as she continues to manipulate, the camera pulls back and you see that she's doing it to a dead guy.
Yeah.
I have 2 questions for you guys.
Anthony told me highly disturbing.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, no.
I'd love to watch it on the show. I don't know if they watched it on the show or watched it in private.
Yeesh.
Yeah, what else?
2 questions. One, did you hear about Jeremy Coleman's huge tab from last night? They were talking about that, too.
Jeremy Coleman's what?
Huge tab.
Oh, the big tab.
Oh, yeah.
The bar tab.
Absolutely, yeah. We charged all the drinks to Jeremy.
Yeah, I said that to the bartender every... On Jeremy Coleman.
On Jeremy. All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Just responding to yesterday's call, or yesterday's statement, you said that management was trying to get you guys together. You could be singing Kumbaya by the end of the night.
Yeah.
You said you would be all sitting at separate tables, but it looked like... their little sneaky trick worked.
Yeah, you know what?
That's the only bad thing about it. We have to give management credit.
No, we should not give them credit.
It was their idea to do this party, and it did work out. But it didn't work out. They had nothing to do with it when we got to the party. There was nothing done.
They put it in motion.
That's,
they did. Let's everybody together. Kumbaya.
Get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here. You know, they should know, if anything, all we did was give Opie and Anthony more background reference on Ken.
Right.
And on Jeremy.
Sure.
And on, you know, their contract is coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, if you're listening to this right now, Ken, thinking, oh, things are great. Yeah, things are fine because we're back on, you know, good with O&A. But we told them all the crap about you.
Yeah, and the bottom line also is that, you know, we feel that, you know, you guys got to make a fist.
Oh, and in that video, incidentally, is it true the dead guy was Mickey Mantle?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. We had lunch today at Mickey Mantle's restaurant.
Mickey Mantle's, Rob's recommendation, a wonderful recommendation for lunch. I give Rob his credit for that.
What a retarded restaurant it is.
Come on.
The food was okay. Yeah. But,
the food was fine. It was cool. That's what you wanted. You didn't want to eat out of the street.
You're right. No, I didn't. It's like 95 degrees today in New York. Hot. We go in there. We walk into Mickey Mantle's place, and Mike right away says, excuse me, do you have any Red Sox paraphernalia?
Yeah, it was by design. You know, I expected to get more of a reaction when I did that. I was completely disappointed. The lady said, we might have something.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Did you just burp?
I did. I tried to burp off microphone.
Hello.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Hello.
That's better.
Well, you know, they're working on these phones right now because that line number two is dead.
Good call, Mike.
So while they're while they're fixing the phones, yes, let me take this moment to ask what happened after the date was over.
Charlie Broyhill, our producer, feeling very under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz, Lisa, and Rob and myself went up to that little place that has the bongo drum.
Oh, your place.
Your place. And, you know, well, we all went together. You were with us. And then we got out of the car, and you said, I'm going to bed. And so you split off. I don't know if the rest of the crew was surprised or bummed out at that. For me, it was like, almost routine, because that's usually what happens when, we stay at our hotel and they stay at their hotel. You normally do that. I mean, we actually physically part like the Red Sea. You go to the elevators, I go down to is it Zeppies or
Seppies?
Seppies.
Seppies.
I spent so much time in there, I should know it. We went to Seppies and had dinner outside at 11:25 at night.
Oh, it's great.
Which, man, let me tell you, there's no city in America where you can get the kind of food and the kind of service you can get at 11:30. I love it.
It's like a freaking tourist.
I love it.
You really are.
And I love this city. I can't help it. I love New York.
How about that hat he bought today?
Yeah.
Bought a big hat that says, so what on it?
My personal tribute to Judy Garland. So what?
But Rob bought the best hat. Yeah. And this I'll give you. You could only buy this hat on the streets of New York.
Right.
It says in giant letters, F-U-C, off. It says F off.
Right.
And he bought it for his father.
Yeah.
So tell me something.
So anyway, we get to Seppi's restaurant. We get out of the car. You go into that that little semi-comatose toddler thing when you want to go to sleep, and you know, say, like, go be sleep.
Oh, wait, come on. It was late. I was tired. It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you can say, I'm tired. I don't want to say it's an acting thing, but you want to communicate non-verbally that you're tired. So instead of just saying, hey, listen, I'm beat, everybody. Have a good night. That's your normal persona. You will do this where you go,
I'm just going to go to bed. See you later.
And then you just wing it. It's like, hey, you grunt off into the night, and we all, said you would have had a good time if you stayed. But I'm used to it, so it's no problem.
F you. We have spent, like, the last 12 days together. Yes. We had just been at a party for 3.5 hours. Frankly, no offense, and I'm sure you guys feel the same.
No problem.
It was like another 2 hours with you guys.
We would have loved to have you, but everybody understood. And so you went to bed, and we immediately got a perfect table right on the street. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to eat outside because it was about 80 degrees, 75 degrees.
Right.
Perfect weather. We sit down, and we decide to dine, and I get very excited because I've taken you there individually. I've taken Rob there individually to the bar, and this is the place that has my bongo drum. And speaking of that, we may have some tragic news about that I am extremely agitated. And you know, you just all I want to say is nothing stays the same.
When Mike gets his medicine,
right,
towards the end of the evening, he's been known at this particular bar restaurant to go over and commandeer the bongos.
Absolutely. And I wish I remembered my friend's name there who, manages the joint, but I don't. I remember the bartender. He doesn't work there anymore. Yeah, that's another thing about, everything has to change. Why can't things just stay the same? Why can't we just go months at a time without coming up here and then everybody's the same at the restaurant?
So what did you do?
We sat down
last night.
We get a table. We all, we check out the menu. We ordered
one more round,
of course,
which was followed by
one more round.
Of course.
A little bit later.
Of course.
And
that's why you were wearing the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a festive evening. I think we were in there for about an hour, dining, right? About an hour.
What about the postcards? I've heard about the postcards.
Well, halfway through the meal, you know, Rob and I are constantly entertaining. People are dying to be entertained, so yes, we just can't stop. And it's going back and forth, and everybody's ordering their food. And suddenly, were they on the table, Rob, the postcards?
The first one came with the first bill.
Right.
And the second one came when your card, remember, that didn't take that one card?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I'm going to write you two postcards.
So Rob gets these postcards that come with the restaurant. And I look on the, and this is a picture of this, like, Guatemalan guy. This Guatemalan guy standing outside a hut or something like that. And is that, you know, it's this campy, trendy photograph in antique style. And it's a postcard for the restaurant. And on the outside, in the address area, Rob writes, "To Mike O'Mara, other side of table, care of hotel."
He must have been drunk.
He was
a little out.
Now, the first one he gives me, and I have it right here, it says, "Dear Mike," first of all, 01 May. "Dear Mike, having a grand time in Panama. Plan on buying you some shortbread. Regards, Rob Spiewak," pictured on reverse side. And it's the picture of the Guatemalan guy. So I get this thing, and then the card, they don't take the card that I give them, so I have to give them another credit card. And Rob takes this opportunity while we're waiting
to make you a second postcard.
Identical, you know, the same exact postcard. This one says, "02 May. Dear Mike, hit a small snag in Guadalajara about your shortbread. Need $600 American as soon as possible to continue the Goodwill tour. Also notify Joe Coyne. Urgently, Rob Spiewak, pictured on other side." It was goofy.
Tell you something, maybe. Yeah,
probably funnier.
You had to be there and you had to be drunk, maybe.
Well, you will laugh at the part that he sent it to Mike O'Mara, other side of table, care of the hotel.
All right.
That was it was festive. We had a very, very good time.
Oh, and hey, what about Charles Breuer last night drinking whiskey, I heard?
All right, I'm responsible for this.
For his health.
Here I go again. Okay, I'm responsible for this.
Because he normally doesn't drink.
Right. He was sitting there in the corner table, just sitting there slouched over because he was feeling very poorly.
He's very sick.
Lewis. And it's amazing. He doesn't communicate all that well when he's feeling ill. So the great communicator, you know, the most Mr. Gregarious, kind of retreated into his shell even further.
Right.
And I see him sitting in the corner, and I walk up, and I said, "Charlie, how you feeling?" He's like, I feel sick. I said, "You know what you need?" And I have my little tumbler. I said, "You need some of this." And he said, no. I said, "Really? Seriously? This will make you feel better. It'll clear out your sinuses.
Your whiskey.
And when you get home, you will, you know, back to your hotel room, you will go to sleep like that, and you'll wake up feeling rested and a lot better." It didn't work. But
no.
So I go over, and I get another one of my regulars, one of my usuals, and I bring it to Charlie. And he takes a sip of it, and I thought he was going to throw up.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
This is the stuff, incidentally, that you drink like water.
This is the stuff that I drink like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You know? But it is good for you. And I looked at Charlie. I don't know. Did you finish it? He did. He finished.
Yeah.
How'd you feel after that?
Woozy.
A little bit
woozy.
But, you know, I was responsible for that. And it does have medicinal...
Because I had maybe 10 people come over to me and say, "Have you seen Charles?" And I
right.
said, "No." They said, "Just go look at him. Mike's got him drinking whiskey."
Attaboy. I was very proud of you. He's open-minded.
It tasted like crap. I hated it.
He hated it, but he drank it.
Did it have any of the medicinal values that Mike said it would?
I don't think it did.
Yeah.
For Mike, it's the great elixir.
Hey, Charlie, you're welcome.
Yeah, how much did she pay for that?
I'm not sure. No,
Jeremy paid for it.
Jeremy Coleman paid for it.
Oh, dear. Okay, thanks a lot.
Get out of here.
Hey, Buzz, you're going to get sick now.
Just in case you were wondering, top shelf drinks last night were $15.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, my God, I cost the company a little money.
$15 a drink.
A little money.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, so he, you know, he finished it, but he didn't feel so... What? I'm gonna put this on for the rest of the show.
Your hat, your New York hat.
It's not my New York hat. I bought the hat. You know, I bought.
That's a good look.
The hat.
That's a good look.
I bought the hat.
Headphones over the hat.
You know what? I bought the hat because we played Judy Garland on the show. I didn't buy it because it was a New York hat. I bought it because it said, so what? And I wish we had the tape of Judy Garland to play.
No, we don't.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You look like a mook in that hat.
I know I do, but I didn't buy it because I'm a tourist. I buy everything else because I'm a tourist.
Hello? Line 4. I'm trying to go to line 4 right now. Hello? What is wrong with the phone?
Hello?
I'm pushing the buttons. Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't hear anything.
No, neither do I. Are the phones dead?
Hello?
Hello? Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, you know what? Look at that. I'm not getting anything.
Hey, Pete.
I'm getting dick. Hey, Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson. Fire in the hole. Fire in the hole. Warning, warning. Pete Johnson. Warning.
PJ. Hi.
Hi, get your ham and cheese ass in here.
Do you like Cuda?
Hey, I'm Pete Johnson. If you guys keep doing impressions of me, I'll have to stop charging you.
Do you like DNA?
Hey, what's the matter? I was just in the back room itching my balls.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting anything on the phone. I'm not getting dial tone or anything.
Why not?
I don't know.
I haven't done anything to it. It's the same phone you always have.
Turkey?
Would you like turkey? I put the lettuce and tomato in a separate bag.
Hi, it's Pete Johnson.
Hi.
Like gays? Like TNA? Like D&D?
We really have a problem, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're going to wait. Listen, while we're waiting for Peter, this is a good time that I can just slip this personal note in.
Ah, very good.
If you'll allow me for a moment. There is a friend of mine and Frida's that about a month ago I really went off on. Uh-huh. Her name is Amber.
Yes.
And as it turns out, shocker, I know you're not going to believe this, I was wrong when I went off on her. Oh, no. As it turns out, I was the one who was wrong, not her. So I wanted to take this moment to tell Amber I'm sorry. Okay,
because
it's important to me, and
for you.
I told her that I would today.
I think it's important, and I know that was weighing heavily on your mind, and I'm glad you got a chance.
It was. So thank you,
good for you.
Thank you for indulging me. Now where is P. Johnson?
Not in the building, apparently.
He took a break. He went down to get a sandwich.
Well, the phones are absolutely.
I thought Pete's main job was like to assist us when we were here.
The phones are just like Mickey Mantle. They're dead.
They're dead. Hey, the good line from the waitress, though, you know, because Rob in his infinite, cause trouble wherever he goes, says to our waitress at Mickey Mantle's today, how is Mickey feeling? And the waitress shot back, better now.
Well, she said she knows nothing about what goes on at
right,
the restaurant.
Right, but it was funny, Rob. I was giving you credit.
Getting nothing. Look at that. See, I pushed the button.
My head off.
Get no dial tone.
Huh.
I'm getting nothing. Again, nothing. Pete Johnson's not here. Pete's not here.
Hey, come on. What the hell's the story?
Where are you?
Try it now?
Okay, I'll try it now. No.
Knock it off.
I'm sorry.
No, getting nothing.
Sorry.
We're getting dick. We have to pick up the phone and just talk to people individually on the telephone.
I could tell you some stories about getting dick. You know that about me.
I've been good, Peter.
Yeah, I go down to the village.
Well, you know, why don't we take a break? This is a good time to take a break and see if they can figure the telephones out.
I go down to the village with Matt Stout.
Oh, you know, we've got the tapes of... hey, and you know what? F Matt Stout.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah, there's one guy we didn't like last night.
Out of all the people at WNEW, this is the one guy, the one mook, who shouldn't say anything to anybody about anything.
Yeah, okay, you know, hey, Matt, Mayor Giuliani, you know, I mean, come on. Give us a break.
This is a guy who used to work at our station, WJFK in D.C.
Right.
He got transferred here to New York about 6 months ago. He still looks like he just walked off the Greyhound bus wearing the same shirt, I swear to God, that he wore every day to work at WJFK. He says last night, now not to me directly,
right,
but to Lisa, he says to Lisa, you know, you should tell Don. Tell Don when he says Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, come on.
That's not New York. That's That's touristy. Okay? Hey, Matt Stout, you know what? Before someone bent your mother over and gave birth to you, before you were even born, before you were trickling down her leg, I worked here.
There you go.
I worked at a station called 99X. And when you give the temperature, you say currently in Midtown Manhattan.
That's right. And, Matt, this is coming from me because I heard about all this stuff about what we're supposed to say about New York, how we're supposed to play it in New York. Matt, at that same time, I got what used to be required in the radio business, an FCC license. And you know where I got it, Matt? I got it in Harlem. Thank you very much, Matt Stout. We know New York City, you little dink.
This guy.
Thank you.
This guy.
This guy.
This guy. You can't trust this guy.
He was the only guy that was kind of like, hey, how you doing, Mike? All I got from him last night was, hey, how you doing, Mike? Good to see you, Mike. Yeah.
And, you know, and he's not even a disc jockey. He's the producer for the morning show up here.
Right. He is.
Matt Stout.
So you just get it all in perspective there, little Matt Stout.
Yeah, hey,
little Matt Stout.
Passes it on to Lisa. Curl Don is really not right to say Midtown Manhattan. Right. All right, kiss my ass.
That's where we are. That's where we're broadcasting.
Kiss my ass from the middle of Midtown Manhattan, you pipsqueak.
Jesus Christ.
How old is he anyway?
Yeah, how old is he?
I don't know, because really, I worked here in 1977.
Right.
Okay, so that's 87, 97, 98, 99, 90. Hold on. 77, 87, 97, 98, 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm positive I worked in this town longer since he's been born.
About
very,
that.
Very, very close. I think he's about 25.
Mm-hmm. About 25. All right, so maybe you predated me in New York by months. You little weasel.
He's not from New York.
You little weasel.
He's not from New York.
He's from West Virginia.
Where's he from?
From West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Please.
I mean, that's where he's from, right? Born and raised in West Virginia?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And do everyone a favor. Buy a second shirt. just buy a second shirt and don't go to the same store as Kevin Arnold on the Wonder Years. Introduce yourself to the Gap. Okay? Thank you.
There we go.
Let's break. Let's break. No, I don't need the hillbilly music, Rob. Let's break. They're going to try to fix the phones. We're going to get a call 100. Well, you know, we wouldn't be happy if there was at least one person.
Right, true.
That we couldn't be mad at each of the stations we broadcast to.
And this went, you know, through another person on our show. We didn't even, I had brief contact with him, like, which was hey, Mike, how you doing? You know, as he's walking by, Mr. Busy, you know, like, I'm like, Matt! And a guy that I really couldn't pick out of a lineup.
Right. Well, he's done it all, Mike.
Yes, sir.
He's done it all here in Midtown Manhattan.
Young Matt Stout.
Clear the lines, please. Charles, Lisa, clear them out. Let's get a call 100. Hope we can do the contest. 877-365-3636 with the secret sound. Now, I know that Lisa went down to the CBS store today with our prepared CBS questionnaire. Do we have tape of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. Well, then we will, we'll hear it right after caller 100, which is right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
So that's why you got that hat. Because so what?
That's right. Exactly why I got the hat. Not because I'm a New York tourist. I was just walking from lunch and I saw so what.
Hi. Hey, we're joined in the studio now by Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson was working on our phone.
What's wrong with our phones, Pete?
I don't know. I think we have a technical problem.
We have. You think we have a technical problem?
We do. We have a technical problem.
Hey, would you say CUDA?
CUDA.
CUDA.
You know, if you closed your eyes, I bet you couldn't tell who Pete Johnson was.
Hello?
Hello?
Now it's working, Pete.
Huh.
Hello?
How about that? Hold on a second. How about that, Pete?
That's good.
Can you believe that?
Hey, Pete, what did you enjoy for lunch today?
I just, I didn't have my lunch yet.
What are you having later, a sandwich?
I'm going to have a sandwich.
What will it be?
Ham and cheese.
Yeah. With lettuce and tomato?
Sounds like a good lunch for a Jewish boy.
What's that?
I don't think that DJ's Jewish. Are you a Jew?
No.
Oh, of course.
No.
Everything's got to be kosher.
What is your religion? Are you Catholic?
Greek. Yeah, you're Jewish. Greek, he's Catholic.
Greek. Hey, sir. Why don't you shut up so we can talk to Pete Johnson?
Hold on. I'll take another caller for caller number 100. Hey, Pete.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What do you think was wrong with the phones?
I don't know.
So you what?
Well, I can figure it out.
All right. Well, maybe you figure it out later.
I'll figure it out later.
Very good.
Hey, would you just say, I like Bush?
I like Bush.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Yeah. The Pete Johnson Show.
We love having you on the air, Pete.
I'm a New York engineer. What's wrong with the phones, Don?
You know, they put me on again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
There you go. Pete, you fixed it.
Thank you.
You got it done, Peter. Thank you. Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Felicia.
Felicia, where are you from?
Wichita.
Felicia, you've won the Sopranos prize pack.
Cool.
Don't miss the Sopranos Sunday night at 9, only on HBO Soundtrack in stores now. Are you ready to play for $500 American with the secret sound?
Yes.
It is a common everyday sound. Right?
Yeah.
You think so, Rob? All right. Give it to us, and we'll pay you $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Dylan.
And we wish you good luck, Felicio.
Caller, name this sound.
Excuse me. Your name is not Felatio. Your name is
Felicia.
Felicia. Well, I always made that mistake when, what's her name? Mrs. Cosby? Right. You know,
Rashad.
Felatio Rashad.
Right.
Right.
How many roses must a man hold down?
If we do give away the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title for $500. What is that sound, Felicio?
Is it somebody hanging up a paper towel roll?
That's a great guess, but no, it's 100% wrong. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. For you. And did you know that Felicio Rashad has divorced Ahmad Rashad?
Really?
Yes, there was not enough room in Michael Jordan's ass for the two of them.
No,
that's a joke, but it's true that they're divorcing. And if you remember the way that Ahmad Rashad proposed to Felicio was... he was doing some sports event on TV, and the dope got on TV and said, our breaking story, hey, Felicio, would you marry me?
Yeah, and now it's all over. And they were supposedly one of those good Hollywood marriages.
Well, that is a sign, and I believe I said it at the time, of a doomed marriage. Just like if you know anybody who went to a sporting event and had it put up on the telestream, that where it said, will you marry me?
Yeah, I know somebody did that.
That marriage will not last.
Not really a friend of mine. He's a friend of my brother-in-law's, but he went to, might have been a San Francisco Giants game, this friend of my brother-in-law, Paul's.
Right.
But he blew it. Does that mean it's okay if it didn't work, that she went out to the ladies' room while it was... He actually rented the time on the scoreboard in center field.
And tell screen, right?
And said, hey, look out there, and... At the moment that she left, he had gotten the inning wrong. It was between the fifth as opposed to the seventh. And, you know, because he had it in his mind, seventh inning stretch, that's when they were going to do it. But, no, it was the fifth inning. She got up, went out to the can. It was up there.
And I think that is a sign that their marriage is salvageable.
I'll check. Yeah. I'll see if the marriage is still healthy.
I bet it is.
Very good.
Generally, that is, really, that's the sign to me of, and I don't know why I think it, but
I agree with you. I feel the exact same way.
You know, and I mean it equally when I see an idiot one of those mooks in front of the Today Show.
Right.
With a sign, you know, hey, honey, will you marry me? I look at that and I go, he's going to be divorced. You see people at sporting events who are too cheap to rent out the scoreboard.
What about people that have proposed on this show to their girlfriends?
No, they're doomed.
That's funny.
They're absolutely doomed. Please, you turn it into a circus, there's not much going on there.
That's right.
I mean, please, don't do it in public.
Skywriting also?
Yeah, doomed. Yeah. Absolutely.
Doomed. What about the intimate dinner where the ring is in the cake?
That's okay because that's one-on-one.
Yeah.
You're not putting it out there for everyone to see.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I believe that skywriting, probably on the scale of how bad it's going to be, one of them is going to turn and kill the other one.
What about
if it was skywriting?
Right. What about the dwarf that got proposed to on the HBO special on dwarves. They did it. They followed the. It was a documentary.
I saw it. It was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The show. It was something like So Like Us. I know that that's the monkey show. So, Chimps So Like Us.
It was dwarves, not a fairy tale.
Yes, right. Dwarves.
And the little dwarf.
So Like Us.
The dwarf got married. Got proposed to. It was in an intimate family setting, but there were HBO cameras there. Not going to work?
MD.
Okay.
Midget divorce.
Oh, dear.
I think I saw their wedding. Didn't they pose actually on top of their own wedding?
Oh, God, you.
Hello.
You.
The Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Yes, I got it there.
All right, great. What can we do for you?
Well, hell, I'm from Wichita. I've been trying to call you knuckleheads for some time, and I can't get through on 100 caller.
You can't get through on the contest? Well, I'm
well,
sorry.
I guess being in from Wichita, I'm using a can and a string, so is that a problem?
Okay,
goodbye. Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Shell.
Shecky, great call.
Hello.
What's that great
That's
call.
Your hometown.
I know.
But Buzz, you know, you
I
don't
know.
Have to feel personally responsible for every dumb call we get from Wichita.
No, and Felicia did a great job. She was from Wichita. I, you know.
Felicia.
She represented well.
If we ever get on in Hartford, I'll be the same way, Buzz.
Okay. Don't worry. I mean, it'll be the... You can't help it. You feel personally responsible for every... Every citizen of Wichita,
I do.
And how they have let you down.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don?
Yes, what? Hi.
Hey, guys, that's Pete Johnson.
Hi.
Do you mean Pete Johnson?
Yeah, I'm
Pete Johnson, the engineer.
I'm here. What are you calling about?
Hey, Mike, that kills me when you do the Pete Johnson.
I'm not. I am Pete Johnson.
No, that's Pete. Mike, say something now. Say
Hi,
something.
How you doing, sir? I'm,
Pete,
I'm here with Pete Johnson.
Pete, say
I'm
something.
Right here. I'm on the microphone. I'm using the same one Buzz is using.
Okay, sir, Pete is Johnson. It clear? Is it clear to you right
okay,
now?
Okay,
come on.
It's clear to me.
Yes.
What
do you
Johnson
want?
Can talk to Pete Johnson?
Yeah, all right. Hi.
Pete Johnson, talk to Pete Johnson.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
Hi, all right. I'm Pete Johnson.
All right, now, Pete, you talk.
No, I'm the real Pete Johnson.
All right, Mike, you talk.
I am Pete Johnson.
Okay, now the other one talk.
No, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
I got to go.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
I got to go eat my ham sandwich.
See you later.
See? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Go Bob Good. On my mob, ass munch.
Oh, Pete. And that's the way Pete will read all of your cards.
Read that one again.
Go Bob on my mob, ass munch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can Buzz help me learn to read?
I don't know.
Oh, you must be talking about it with one of your public service announcements you do, Buzz.
Probably. I do a lot of those.
I'm scared of the tossed salad, man.
Learn to. You should be.
Is that what you say in one of your ad-libs on your public service announcements?
Right, because people who don't learn how to read go to prison, and I'm trying to prevent that.
Buzz has been a big literacy advocate for a long time.
She says, boy, the ads are sick this week.
Well, hello?
What?
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hi. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
This is Glenn.
Glenn, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, all right. Who are you talking to?
I was talking to my wife when she came at the door.
I think Pete Johnson wants to say something to you.
Hey, Pete.
Kiss my left ball,
hey,
dimwit.
Hey, Mike.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Two.
Go Bob on my knob, ass munch.
What do you want, Glenn, in Las Vegas?
Talking about the Red Sox.
Yeah! They're Red Sox. What about them?
They're in first place, buddy.
Yeah, check the date. It's May 2nd.
So? They'll make the wild card, too, if they don't win the division.
Yaz is a fag.
I know. Ask my.
Go so have Bob a good day my, now. Bob on my knob. Ass munch.
I know.
Hello.
I'll tell you one thing.
Hold on. You know what? I'm trying to hang up on the guy, trying to go to another call, and he's still there.
Hey.
What?
Tickle my duke, dumbass.
We have a new way of dealing with callers.
We don't even need Pete. You know what we should do, though, before we leave?
What?
We should really get Pete in the production room.
Right.
How about we bring him in here and we could
do some put downs?
Just record insults. Hey, Pete.
Smell my hog.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Hey, Robbie, go get Pete. Because we can do a session with him right now.
Right.
And we can just cart him up.
Right.
And have him ready whenever we get in an argument with somebody on the telephone.
Sure, and for today's show, I'll handle him. And then when we get ready to put him on tape, Pete, the real Pete will be there.
So we'll have a session with Pete right now.
Virtually indistinguishable.
Hey, douchebag.
Hey, smell my hog. Butt breath.
Yeah. Hey, good. Pete, come on back in. Where's he at now? Where's our engineer, Peter Johnson?
Tug on my nipples.
Dog boy. Do you find him, Robbie?
He's looking.
Yeah, Rob is looking. You know, I don't know what it is with Pete. Normally he is around us like a dog in heat. I mean, Normally he's hovering around us.
Sniff my anal vapors, mongoloid.
All right, I'll take a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. See, Pete's got to come in to fix these phones anyway.
Are they broken again?
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
See? Oh, come on, what's going on?
I'm getting nothing on the phone.
That's weird.
Phones are busted again.
Where is he? He's running away from us today.
And where's Pete? Oh, here he comes. Here comes Peter.
Where is he?
We got a problem with the phones.
Yes. Peter, we got a problem with the phones again. Hey, Peter. PJ.
Big trouble.
PJ, look at this. I got nothing on the phones. Look at that. It's happening again. It's happening again.
Whatever you did before, do it again. When was it?
I don't know what I did before. I don't know what I did. Hey, listen, will you get on Buzz's microphone for a second, though? We'd like you to cut some lines for us that we can card up and use.
They're lines that we're going to use for difficult listeners.
So we need you to get right on the microphone, right on top of it. You don't have to identify yourself. You just have to read that.
With a lot of energy.
Yeah, as vigorous as you can.
All right, here we go. Number one.
Kiss my left ball, you dimwit.
Okay, try it one more time.
Try one more time.
Another read on that one.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
That's good.
Excellent.
That's good.
Turn it over.
Here we go.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Drop the gun.
Okay, now, try this one. Try this one. We'll just give you one now. Close it. Eat my bung, dickweed.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Okay, here's another one for you. Okay, quiet on the set.
Here we go. Next one.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
I'm gonna pass out.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
How about your mom takes it up the bung?
Your mom takes it up the bung.
Here's another one. This is good.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
that's fantastic. These are real good.
How about this? How about... wait, Charlie? Oh, you got one for him?
Oh,
everybody's contributing now. Everybody's writing down.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Oh, one for a girl.
Right,
exactly. Okay. How about a simple... See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Okay, here you go. This is going to be great when when we get back home. We'll cart these all up, and we don't have to argue with people.
All right, here we go. Up to close to the microphone, Pete.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Thank you. Very good. All right. We got quite a collection right now, but they can be limitless, you know. Very good.
Okay, hold on. I got one for you. Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Well, everybody's writing down now. Nobody's even paying attention.
I know. We've got a show to do here.
Okay, let's do one more each. Everybody gets one more, and that's it. Okay?
Okay.
Right, and Buzzer, are you going to write one down? Are you going to play this game or not?
Let me see if we can come up with something.
Okay, come on. And let me see if the phones are fixed yet. Look at that, Pete. They just fixed themselves. Your presence in the room fixes the telephones. All right, we're ready. Go ahead, Pete.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
All right, here we go. Right,
what is it?
My. And they're right, real close to the microphone, Pete. All right? Right, real up close.
I'm not sure this is hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, right. Hemorrhoid.
All right.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay.
Don, you got one more?
I got another one.
All right, yeah. It's funnier when we write them down and we haven't heard them.
And it's puzzy is how you pronounce the word. Puzzy.
Oh, puzzy.
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 Right up to the microphone.
Your puzzy smells like garbage.
Okay. Pete Johnson, let's
very nice, Pete. And more importantly... More importantly, the phones appear to be fixed. Hold on, let me see.
We have one more.
Oh, we got one more? Okay. Oh,
Buzz wrote one.
All right, Buzz wrote one. Here we go, from Buzz.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hey, no, from Buzz, that's
a standard
high
one.
High comedy from Buzz.
That's right.
Thank you for helping, Buzz.
Pete, thank you.
Hello, let me see if the phones work before you leave, Pete. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
Hello.
No.
Well, now I hear something that sounds like the telephone lines, but as you press down each phone, I don't hear anything. You're going to reset it?
You got to go reset it?
Go reset it then, Pete. Go reset it, please. Oh, and Pete? Pete, kiss my bung. Kiss my bung. Thank you, Peter.
Pete Johnson.
Peter Johnson, New York engineer.
We have a wonderful new library, don't we? That's going to be fun to use. We're going to find excuses to use those.
Oh, I don't think we're going to have to find excuses.
I think you're absolutely right.
I think every time we play phone calls, we'll be able to drop in one of the kiss my left ball.
What's terrific is it'll be, it'll distance us from that mayhem.
All right, listen, while Peter resets the telephones, and obviously I apologize for having a problem with the phones, we do have Lisa's Day of Fun out at the CBS shop.
Right.
Now, we work for Viacom, we work for CBS, and me and Rob came up with a list of questions, and we thought that it would be fun to send Lisa out to the CBS store today with a tape recorder. She was going to identify herself as Lisa from the first season of Survivor.
Exactly.
And interview people. Hi, Pete, what are you doing?
I'm just here looking at the phone.
Did you fix them? Did you reset them?
I reset them in there.
Okay, let's see what happens.
All right, you want to try it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let me try a line.
Try it. Just try one at random. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I gotta get on there.
Hey, look at that, Pete.
Way to go, Pete. Beautiful.
You demand, Pete.
Now, are we gonna lose them again, or do you think they'll be okay for the rest of the show?
I don't know. It's, it could be a problem, dumbass.
What's the one about my knob?
Why don't you bump on my knob, dumbass?
Hello there. What can we do for you?
I have to get on. I went to the dentist. It's an unbelievable story.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. Tell us your unbelievable tale.
This is where we would play one of the tapes.
Go bob on my knob, ass munch.
Oh, not again. That's what the dentist asked me to do.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
What can we do for you? What can we do for you? Seriously, come on.
I was at the dentist, and I said to the guy, give me a checkup. So he gave me a checkup, and he said, have I been having oral sex? I said, why? Have I got BD at the mouth? He said, no, you've got crap up your nose.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing at what was just written down. And Mike's repeating now.
Your puzzy smells like garbage. Okay. Oh, sorry. That's for a girl.
Goodbye. Okay. Well, the phones are working, but anyway, listen. So we sent Lisa to the CBS store, and she starts by saying, hi, I'm Lisa. I was on the first season of Survivor. Nice to see you. And if anyone asks, we've written down she's to tell them she was the third person voted off.
Right.
There you go.
So this is about 10 or 11 people?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you'll hear the questions. This is Lisa in front of the CBS store.
Hi, this is Lisa. We are outside the CVS store at the corner of 53rd and Broadway. You can hear the hustle bustle of the city. We're going to stalk customers of the same CVS store as they come out and do our CVS survey.
All right, let's get to it.
The store looks a little dead right now, but Rob and I are going to stalk it a bit and see what we can come up with.
All right, let's get right to it, please, kids.
As we stand here, it is 10 a.m. The store is dark. When I... Survivor tees, one only, $10.
What time is the store supposed to open, Robbie?
We think they open every day at 10:04.
Oh, 10:04?
And then I had said to Rob they probably open at 12 noon for 20 minutes, close, come back at 4 for 20 minutes, then open at 1 a.m. for 4 hours.
Survivor 1 merchandise on sale. I was on that show, you know. Well, the store's not open right now. It is 10 o'clock. I think it's going to open around 10. There are no hours posted, so I guess we'll walk up and down this block. We'll walk up and down Broadway and see if we can wait till it opens.
Now, does she turn it off, or do we have to hear 4 more minutes of Lisa just padding here?
She turns it off.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, it is now 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. Two employees seem to have walked in the building. Assuming that it opened at 10, there's that famous CVS work ethic we always talk about. Okay, so they've opened up. We're going to wait for some customers. Don't know how long that'll take.
Get an awful lot of Lisa. An awful little of customers right now.
We could be out here for a very long time.
Hope you don't save it all.
Got an update for you, Dynamike.
Okay.
As I stand here at 7 past the hour of 10 o'clock, the CVS store has gotten their first two customers.
Oh, excellent. Good. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Two older ladies.
Sure.
Don't think they're from here. Maybe very touristy. Good thing they opened the store when they did. They might have missed those first two customers.
Was Lisa wearing one of her hot outfits out there today?
Wearing what she's wearing now. Very nice.
Oh, all right, yeah. So she's wearing her shirt that shows off her body.
Low cut.
Gotcha.
Tight fitting.
Good.
Yeah,
we noticed.
Okay.
Buzz.
The poor listeners want to know. So I'm just helping.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hi. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS survey tape for broadcast?
Sure.
Okay, my name is Lisa. I'm from the first season of Survivor. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy the CBS store?
I thought it was great.
And did you buy anything?
No. I have to call my son and see whether he'd prefer Survivor cap or t-shirt.
What about keychains?
He's not driving yet. He's only 10.
Dumb mook.
Not you, Lisa.
No.
Not you, honey. I mean, this is moron.
Is she going to get right to the questions?
Yes.
Oh, this is just to warm them up, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. Now we get to some CBS questions.
Hey, now, tell me, who's your favorite character on Diagnosis Murder?
I don't watch it.
Huh. And do you miss Murder, She Wrote?
A little bit. Yeah.
Were you a big fan? You watched it a lot when it was on?
Not a lot, but enough.
Now, could you tell me, what is your favorite thing about CBS executive Les Moonves?
I don't watch that.
All right, let's see. The next question is the best one, the Tyne Daly question.
Here we go.
Watch that. And when did you first hear about the death of Tyne Daly?
I didn't hear about it.
Didn't hear? Yeah, last week.
Really?
Yeah, she had a stroke. She didn't suffer.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
All right, now that's a nice ad lib. I'll give her credit. That's a nice ad lib.
She didn't suffer much.
Had a stroke last week.
Now, which Gumball do you hate the most?
Brian.
No, she didn't even have to offer up the choice of Greg or Brian.
No problem.
Just Brian.
He just seems arrogant to me.
Uh-huh.
What's the deal with Becker?
I don't know. What's the deal?
Big CBS supporter.
Listen, the 60 Minutes question is coming up now.
It's a show.
No, sorry.
In your opinion, who will be the next 60 Minutes anchor to die?
Mike Wallace.
You know what's so great about this is she's in front of the CBS store.
Right, exactly.
Asking these questions. And the woman, she is never challenging the fact that we're asking her about the death of Tyne Daly.
I tell you, the first woman is a winner all the way.
Let's keep going. Okay.
Which do you find been more annoying, Dan Rather's gay haircut or his daffy left-wing bias?
Neither. I think he's adorable.
Good-looking man?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, now back to our fabulous CBS store. Can you rate your disappointment from 1 to 10? 4.
Gave it a number.
Rate your disappointment. That is pricey.
Your level of disappointment. What was the best item that you saw in the CVS store here on Broadway?
Probably the Survivor boomerang. Every household needs one.
Oh, I agree. I'm going to go in there and get one myself. Now, could you tell me which of these items did you see in the CVS store? Did you see?
Okay, here we go.
Excellent.
The first couple are real items.
All right.
And then after that, get ready.
Yes, keychains?
No, I didn't look for those.
What about Survivor bandanas?
Yes.
Amy Brenneman personal lubricant?
No.
What about the Kevin James hemorrhoidal pillow?
That would be a no.
CSI tampons?
No.
You know, she's laughing, but it's still at no point is she
answering the question.
No point is she saying this is moronic.
Amy Brenneman lubricant.
But wait, we're not into the ball shape, right? Scrotum balm yet.
What about the Family Law cheese assortment?
No, I went straight to the t-shirt.
Did you happen to walk across the Jag painless nose hair trimmer?
I wish I had.
The next one is my favorite one because it's personal.
It's a good product. What about the Patricia Heaton softcore pornography box set?
No, not today.
She's starting to wear thin right now.
There's only two more questions on the quiz. Only two more questions.
And the last item, I was wondering if you saw the Paul Schaefer scrotum balm.
Does he need one?
Good.
Yeah. You know what the difference is? Having a hot-looking girl in front of the store with Lisa's very friendly,
healthy
personality.
Honest, almost a Midwestern quality, right, Buzz?
Right. If it was Rob out there, he wouldn't get halfway through these questions, not even with his big rosy cheeks.
Somebody would knee him in the groin before the questionnaire was over.
All right, and finally, this one that we did as serious research for the folks at CBS Television, the final question, so I hope they're listening, and we are going to keep tabs on the people in the survey today with the final question.
That's what the rumor is. That's why they put it out. And finally, can you tell me, who is Jane Clayson?
Isn't she a nun?
A nun?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
a nun.
She was a nun in Rome.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
A nun.
A nun in Rome.
Now that's name recognition.
And I know that a lot of you don't know, and rightly so, she does the CBS Good Morning Show with Bryant Gumbel.
Yes, right. She is the Katie Couric of CBS.
Right, but that lady thought she was a nun from Rome.
That was a great first survey.
Okay, let's do a quick break.
All right.
And when we come back, I could seriously spend the rest of the show listening. How many people did she talk to?
We have about 40 more minutes of tape.
How does that first lady rate?
You know, I didn't hear the...
Lisa, come here for a second, because I want to know how that lady rates compared to the interviews. If they're all like that.
Do all the people take you as seriously as that lady seemed to?
Oh, yeah.
Are they all that good?
There's some good stuff on you.
Oh, very good. All right. I'd like to hear that. Good job.
Good.
When did you first hear about the death of Tyne Daly?
That is fantastic.
Middle of last week, she had a stroke. She didn't suffer.
She didn't suffer much.
What, Lisa?
When I asked one group of ladies that question, I believe one of them started to cry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
We're doing our part for CBS.
Yeah. Sure, we're company men.
At the,
and women.
CBS store. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick. And I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stunk. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Those are sick people, sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Providing joy, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, we do.
I think the UPS guy from New York is on the line.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike show. Is this Johnny?
Yes.
Johnny UPS.
Hey,
Johnny.
Guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I am so sorry that I can't get down there today to come see you because you're like in town.
Yeah, you know, I thought you were going to come see us the next time we were here.
Well, I want to come see you in Washington.
You want
to? I got 2 weeks off, the last week of May, the first week of June, and it gets me to get out of the house for a few days.
But you wouldn't drive the truck if you came on vacation, right?
I would. I couldn't bring the truck down to Manhattan from the Bronx.
So how are things going delivering packages in some of the Bronx's diciest neighborhoods?
Boy, let me tell you, the stench is unbelievable.
Really?
The stench of what? The stench of the Bronx, or?
Well, I guess so. You know, you got the brothers out here with the blunts, and the smoke is flowing.
Oh, Buzz wants to know if you could score him some weed.
Listen, Buzz, when I come there, I'm going to take care of him very good.
I think Buzz said it.
And I need to know what you guys drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you some booze there. And naturally, I'm going to be bringing the cigars.
Johnny, I think that Buzz is interested in a ride-along.
Hey.
You wouldn't mind, would you, Johnny?
No, not at all. I get it. You know what, too? I can get you guys a couple official UPS shirts.
Oh,
no, that
cool.
We would like.
Now we're talking.
That we like. Your size was like large, medium large?
Yes. On mine, you might want to put an X in front of the large.
Okay, so I'll get, you know what I'll do? I'll play it safe. I'll get two larges, two extra larges.
Great.
And you want summer or winter shirt? Short sleeves?
Summer. Short sleeves. And can we get the shorts?
Yeah, what's your waist size?
38.
No problem.
40.
38 and 40.
Yeah, send them down.
And 36.
Yeah, well, I'll bring them with me when I come visit you.
Hey, Buzz, you know, no fair.
Rob, you want them too?
Yeah.
Rob wants them too.
No, you know, you and I should be the only ones with the official UPS uniform.
I think you're absolutely right.
What happened to the uniforms you got before?
What UPS uniforms?
You used to have. You had a UPS shirt and shorts one time.
Oh, I gave that to Bart.
Oh,
didn't
okay.
I get a jacket and coat, and Bart got the whole package to wear for a Halloween party.
Yeah, right.
But, cool.
Yeah, but you know what? What the hell? One day we could have a uniform day. I mean, if Buzz and Rob really wanted... All right, Buzz, what's your waist size?
36.
Robbie, what's yours?
40.
So two 40s, 138, 136.
That's it.
Yeah.
Please.
And listen, I heard you guys talking a few weeks ago when the last time you were here and you had a problem staying at, you know, a place.
Oh, the Plaza Hotel. It sucks.
Listen, next time. You hook up with me, you stay in my house. I got the room for all these. My wife's an excellent cook. She makes the meatballs and the sauce.
No.
I have a party.
We like the hotel lifestyle there, Johnny.
Although, you know what?
I do what I want in my house.
I think Buzz would probably stay with you.
Yeah, Buzz would stay with you. Have a party.
Sure, I'd do it.
Yeah, sure. You go on the ride-along with Buzz.
There you go.
You get the weed, then you come back and you have some spaghetti.
Now, do you live in the Bronx or do you just work there?
No, I live in Yonkers, which is about maybe like 10 minutes
I know where,
from.
I know where Yonkers is. I think Buzz would have a fantastic time in Yonkers.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yonkers. I'm right over by the track, by Yonkers Racetrack.
All right, Johnny. Thank you for checking in. We got to run.
Okay, listen. Lisa is very nice, and I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, I'll get with you before I'm ready to come down.
She's like living Viagra. You'll like her.
Oh, terrific.
Okay?
All right, guys.
All right, thanks.
Bye now.
Thanks, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Hi-oh.
Johnny UPS.
Johnny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don?
Yeah, and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. How's it going, guys?
Hey, I hate it when people say that.
We're doing fine. How are you?
I just called to... tell you that this bitch you're doing, I have two things to say. This bitch you're doing with Lisa, screeching halt, man. Great,
you know,
summoning.
I knew,
and also, Opie and Anthony.
I knew from the tone of this guy that he was going to be a ball buster. I knew from the very beginning
absolutely
when he said first time caller.
Hey, listen, if you don't like the.
He has called a million times.
No.
I swear. Now, listen
to you fat fossils about this O&A thing.
This guy has called. We can't give him the satisfaction this time.
All right,
I think we deprive him of his airtime because that's what he wants.
I took him off.
Right, if the show was so bad, you wouldn't be listening and you wouldn't be calling.
Right.
So what would
the show is not bad.
The show is not bad.
What would Pete Johnson say to him?
Go bob on my knob, ass munch.
You would have taken.
Go eat an ass sandwich, you filthy C.
Taken on with full force, and now
go fist yourself, pimple ass.
It shows your archaic.
Tickle
age.
The Duke, useless prick. Right, if we're so bad, why are you listening?
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Get on Opie and Anthony and whoop their little young asses.
But now, listen, you
go F yourself, douchebag.
Troublemaker.
That's pretty funny.
There
keep
you
playing
go.
The tape.
Hey, what town do you live in?
Keep playing the tape.
Hey, douchebag, what town do you live in?
This is Garrison Paste. This is Garrison Pasteworthy, my young friend.
This is the guy that called. We were on with him for an hour last time. He's
you're born. Right.
It wasn't an hour. It was 15
you're,
minutes.
Right. You're right. Uh-huh. Oh, come on. You're
listen,
yesterday.
Guys,
go away.
I'm
bye. Bye.
Out of, Mike, you're right. He's a regular.
He's a regular. You know, he had his fun the last time. That'll be the only time.
He's a regular. F him.
Jesus Christ. F him.
Hey, but, you know, he's one of those sycophants. I mean, he's listening.
Yeah.
He's probably listening and J-O-ing.
Of course.
Sure. While he's on the show. Hey, that thing with Lisa's no good. Oh, Lisa.
Hope you enjoyed your 15 minutes last time, because you sure didn't come close this time. As a matter of fact, I don't think any of his points really got across.
No. No, it didn't.
Ask him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Was it something? Someone hit the delay because I said a-hole? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah,
phones are dead.
Oh, God.
Because I said a-hole.
Hey.
I called him an a-hole. I'm sorry.
I got to go through all of the cards.
Yes, you did.
That made me happy.
Well, let's get back to the Lisa tape.
Very good.
Lisa in front of the CBS store today, talking to people about their experiences at the fine CBS Mercantile.
Right.
So here we go. You got to queue up to the next person? Okay, here we go.
Got an update out here outside the CBS store on the corner of 53rd and Broadway. It is now 10:30. The store has been open for one half of 1 hour. They have had 6 customers and have sold 3 items. A couple of ladies, the first customer the store had, upon their being asked to answer the questions and take the survey, declined because they didn't speak very well. They were from Tennessee.
Okay.
Hey, well, first of all, my name is Lisa. I was with the first season of Survivor. It's nice to meet you. Sorry, I didn't watch your show. Oh, well, that's okay.
So Lisa, sorry I didn't watch your show.
Right. She apologizes.
Sorry I didn't watch your show.
Okay.
Did you enjoy the CBS store?
Yes, but it was quite small. I thought it would be a bigger place.
Bingo.
Did you buy anything?
No.
Not even a keychain?
No.
All right, now right to the questions. Here we go. Hi, Pete. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to check the phones.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Let's see if they work.
They're working.
They're working.
Thank you.
Hey, Pete. Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid. Polish my knob, asswipe.
Goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye. Bye, Pete.
Have fun. They're pretty ladies in the hallway.
Bye, Pete.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Peter Johnson. Okay, so now Lisa's getting to the good question. Mm-hmm. You got past the I'm from Survivor. Did you enjoy the store? Did you buy anything?
Who was your favorite character on Diagnosis Murder?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Don't worry, nobody does.
Don't worry, ma'am.
Did you miss Murder, She Wrote? They're coming back for, you know, another movie.
Yeah, but unfortunately I'm from Canada and I don't think it will be playing up there.
Hey, a Canadian.
Okay, well, what is your favorite thing about CBS executive Les Moonves?
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, Tyne Daly question.
Right.
Straight ahead.
No idea.
When did you first hear about the death of Tyne Daly?
Who's Tyne Daly?
Ouch.
Ouch. Okay.
Who is Tyne Daly?
From Cagney and Lacey, Judging Amy star Tyne Daly.
I think I heard it on Entertainment Tonight, but I couldn't tell you.
Entertainment
Tonight. Now, which Gumball do you hate the most? Bryant or Greg?
Greg.
Really?
Well, she's from Canada.
Yeah, right.
Could you tell me, what's the deal with Becker?
I don't know, but he should get a girlfriend very soon because he's getting annoying.
Hey, she watches Becker.
Yeah, I'm sure she watches.
Hey, all right, he's big in Canada.
The 60 Minutes question is straight ahead.
Right.
Great question.
You like that show?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Now, in your opinion, who will be the next 60 Minutes anchor to die?
What's his name? Well, I forgot his name. Older guy, gray hair.
Which part does he do? Or what does he do?
Any of them.
I don't really watch the show, because I know the face, and he's very well-known.
The well-known guy, oh, the gray hair, the older guy. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Andy Rooney.
She's supposedly from Survivor.
Right.
She says, which is the next 60 Minutes anchor to die? And the woman, you know, never bothers to say,
unfazed.
Why are you asking me this?
What are you doing to me?
Because every time somebody dies, it's always somebody famous.
This is true. Now, which do you find more annoying, Dan Rather's gay haircut or his Daffy left-wing bias?
I would say the Daffy left-wing bias.
Now, let's go back to the CBS story here. Can you rate your disappointment from a 1 to 10?
10 would be a biggest disappointment.
Okay.
Okay, let's say 7.
Very nice. Rate your disappointment.
Excellent.
Oh, Christ.
7 out of 10. Now, what was the best item that you saw in our fabulous CBS store?
The Young and the Restless mouse pad. It was different. It was a fun shape. It was nice.
So you liked that?
Yeah, I did like that.
They sell Young and the Restless mouse.
That could have been on our list.
Yeah.
Now tell me, which of these items did you see? Did you see a CBS keychain?
Yes, I did.
And a Survivor bandana?
I think so. I'm not sure.
All right, now come the good ones.
Right.
And what about the Amy Brenneman personal lubricant?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh. How about that Kevin James hemorrhoidal pillow?
Nope.
No, you didn't see that. How about the CSI tampons?
No.
How about the Family Law cheese assortment? Did you see that?
Nope.
No. The Jag painless nose hair trimmer?
No.
Okay, Patricia Heaton's coming up.
You're about the same story here?
Yeah, the CBS story. Yeah. Yeah, these are all things, items from the show. The Patricia Heaton softcore pornography box set?
Nope.
And the Paul Schaefer scrotum balm. Did you see that?
Nope.
No. Just answering the questions.
All right, and finally, the question for the CBS Research Department about the lady on the Good Morning Show. Here we go.
Finally, one last question. Can you tell me, who is Jane Clayton?
I have simply no clue.
Okay, I think that's her right over there on the picture. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Okay, that's one of the morning show.
Yes, yeah. There you go. But she got it after your prompt,
right.
So really she has no idea. CBS is 0 for 2 on Jane Clayton.
Very good. Then that's the good part. That's where we're helping CBS out with this.
Yes. Oh, I think we're helping them out with every part of this.
Especially that store. How would you rate your desk? 7 on a scale of 10.
And that's down from a 4 with the last lady.
Right, exactly.
All right, Rob, we got time for one more?
Let's do another one before we break. What the hell?
You know what? No, I'm sorry. We got to stick to a schedule today.
We do.
We got a break, and we'll do at least a couple more people with Lisa at the CBS store right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
I'm going to come back to the Lisa tapes in a second.
Very good.
Because I got a bunch of phone things here, and I'm not sure how long the people on the telephones are going to be available to us.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so I'll write myself a note. We'll come back. We'll listen to more of Lisa at the CBS store.
Excellent.
In a second. Now, I don't know if this person's at home, but I want to lay out a brand new bit for you.
All righty.
You know that we do the gay guys, Ken and Alan.
Yes, legendary broadcasters.
And we do Pete Moss and Les Humid.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time, but it's something we used to do. We'll do it again sometime.
And I offer up to you now, for the first time ever, the premiere of the Mike Elston and Buzz Burbank Show.
Yes, that's two people who are the same person talking together about things that interest Buzz and Mike.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Wow. I'm Mike Elston.
And I'm Buzz Burbank.
Welcome to the Mike and Buzz Show.
Wow.
Here's our topic today.
Hi.
Finally. Wow.
Ooh, that's fine.
So anyway, here's the phoner we found.
Good.
I'm loopy on Pop-Tarts. A guy in Hampton, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Although for the purposes of this Mike and Buzz show, it will be Hempton, Virginia.
Virginia. Right.
Oh, very close to where we are here at WJFK. He has invented a car that runs entirely on hemp seed oil.
I like that.
It's nice. Giving new meaning to the word pothole.
Pothole. Fascinating
his,
subject.
His hemp car.
Wow.
Is a reality, and he plans to drive it across Canada and the United States this summer. Let's call him now on the first ever edition.
Yeah, let's make it this one.
The Mike and Buzz Show.
I think it's a good idea. I think we should talk to him. We should find out what's in his head, what's in his brain. I like that.
Uh-huh.
It's nice. It's good. Potmobile. Hemp. Woody Harrelson. It's nice.
Got it.
I like that.
Got
oh,
it.
Okay, man. Here we go.
Oh,
I'm,
man.
I'm ready.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Okay, here we go with the Mike and Buzz Show.
Time for a cartoon silly interview.
Beep. Hi. Hi, I'm Mike Elston.
And I'm Buzz Beep Beep Burbank.
Hemp car. Here we go.
I think it's a good idea.
For me,
personally,
because I'm nice,
I could drive the hemp-mobile.
Hi, you reached Hemp Car Headquarters. Please leave a message after the beep.
Aw.
You may start your message now.
Hi, it's Michael J. Elston.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank.
Hi, we're calling from the nationally syndicated show, The Mike and Buzz Show, and we are curious about your hemp car.
We like the idea. We think it's nice. It's a good idea to have a hemp car. We'd love to give you a cartoon silly call in the future, and we could talk about that.
Wow. Finally.
It's sorry. Much better if there's a live
yeah.
person on the phone.
Yeah. Sorry we missed you.
Thanks so much for calling. We'll make it another time.
Until next time.
You make this time a good time.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
For the cartoon silly phone call,
this is Michael J. Elston.
And I'm Buzz Burbank.
Got weed?
Oh, wow.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Well,
there we go.
All right. They weren't there, but we're going to try it.
Someday.
At some point.
Sure.
We're going to get someone from the world of weed.
I think that's a good idea.
Because I'm nice.
It's a good idea we talk to that person later. I think we really should.
All right, now, I got another guy here that I'd like to call up.
I'll have the cheeseburger.
I got a guy that I'd like to call up. And you know what? Buzz said something the other day that I didn't know I was allowed to laugh at. Buzz actually made a self-defecating joke, and I mean defecating.
So to speak.
When we were discussing lunch,
uh-huh.
Buzz said, I don't care what restaurant we go to. I'm sure they have something that I can bring back in a bag. And he looked right at me,
right.
And I didn't know if I was allowed
your
to.
Your eyes were smiling.
Yes, I didn't know if I was allowed to laugh or not, and Buzz said to me later, I saw you laughing when I said that.
I think once you don't have it any longer,
yeah.
It is a far less sensitive issue.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go to a website that I've discovered.
Just hope they fix you permanently.
And I want to show you why this website just sucks.
Okay, what is the website?
Well, hold on. Let me get on the online first before everybody else does here, okay? Let me just type in the name.
Hold on. All right, we're going to type in the name of the website. I understand what you're doing. You don't want everybody to log on at the same time.
No, that can be rough.
That would be nice.
No.
That'd be a bad idea. They wouldn't do that to you.
It's not about hemp.
Right.
It's not a hemp-mobile site.
It's a pot-mobile, as Jeremy Coleman said, pot papers.
Pot papers. I'm waiting now for the site to load.
You want me to come over and take a look at this?
Well, no, you don't. You'll be fine right there. I'll move the monitor around because really, there's not a lot to see. I'll explain to you what the site is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, it's a site where you can see naked women doing jumping jacks.
Oh.
That's all the site is nude women doing jumping jacks. So as you can see, it says, jump on the web, click any picture to enter. And there are chicks, and you go down the list, and right here it says, jumpers. So I'm going to click on the page where you get jumpers, and you have all these girls.
Look at that. Now, so far, I'm telling you, it's a well-put-together website.
Chelsea Blue, Goldie, Hollywood, Kelly Moon.
Goldie!
Kitty Dare.
Hi!
Kitty Lucy. Regina. I'm going to go to Regina to see what's happening here. Now, watch. This is why this site is a ripoff.
All right.
The site is JJ/1. Com.
Oh, you're never going to get rich, JJ.
And someone said to me, hey, you're going to love this website where you can see naked chicks doing jumping jacks.
Sounds good, JJ.
But the problem is that is you click on each girl, and now I've checked on Regina's, I clicked on Regina's picture.
Why not give her a try?
You can see. She's cute.
Yeah.
Yes. But you don't get any actual real-time movies of her doing jumping jacks naked.
That is a ripoff.
Because you have to play, you have to pay for it.
Of course.
Oh, well, of course that's what it
naturally.
See Regina completely nude, 22 animations and 83 stills at the JJ One Club, and it says, want a closer look? Naked jumping jacks and a whole lot more. So, I'm going to click on that now.
Okay.
And I'm going to see how much they want to charge.
Okay.
Because I'm sure it's a ridiculous fee.
So like $9.95?
To watch girls do jumping jacks naked. Now, here up in the corner, you can see they've got, like on a loop, a couple of boobs just bouncing up and down and up and down to give you a little taste.
Yeah, they're teasing you so that you will go deeper into their website.
All right, I just clicked on Join Up. $9.95. What a ripple. Or $14.95 for 30 days. Now, listen, really.
Here's a good buy.
Let's say you're into this. How much can you really, really... How much, well, besides Mike, who's looking at me like, that's a great bargain.
What are you complaining about?
How much can you possibly get out of a website with girls just, this should be a free site.
Yes, it should.
This should be free, and I've got the phone number of the guy who made the site, okay? So we're going to call him up now.
Wouldn't do it for me, but some guys apparently, this is plenty.
Well, I mean, if you're going to pay that much, why not just get real porn?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some guys would prefer the jumping jacks to porn.
Would they, Mike?
Really?
Would they? Now, the guy who made this site, his name is Andrew Garver.
Hey, you see if we can get a free pass.
Andrew?
Yes.
Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike show.
Hi, how's it going?
We're fine. We're doing a national radio show from New York City. You're on the air right now.
Oh, cool.
And... I'm on your website, JJ1Club.com,
yeah.
Whatever it is. Wow, how come it's not free, dude?
I got to pay these chicks. Can you guys hold on a second?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on.
All right, well, fine. He sounded all out of breath, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe he was auditioning.
Right.
He's been on the site.
Yeah, or maybe he's watching the shite.
Would you like to be in my JJ Club?
He's watching the shite.
Oh, yeah, I'm very disappointed. Why is he charging a fee?
JJ.
Hello, JJ.
I like any time you can work Esther Roll into it.
Absolutely, you know? Lots of fun.
So listen, this is a great idea. This is a fantastic idea. A website with naked chicks doing jumping jacks.
How long have you been online?
It's actually been on for a month. Can you guys hold on?
We're doing a live radio show here.
He's talking to me
now. We're promoting your website.
I'm giving you a plug here. How come it's not free, though?
It's the pay site, you mean?
Well,
the nude one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I haven't won the lottery yet. If you guys want to send me $1 million, I'll make it free.
Really? How many suckers do you have signed up to watch naked girls do jumping jacks?
Oh, we've got about, I'd say about 150 so far.
150. Do you personally audition all the girls that are on your website?
Of course. Exactly.
I've been as we have you on the radio now, and we've said JJ1Club.com.
Yes, to our 6 million listeners.
Can you give us off the radio a password or something so that we can get in and see the naked check?
Yeah, because we're not paying that $9.95.
Really? They don't pay you that much at the radio.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
I'm sure I can come up with something. I can hook you up for a week or so.
Great. Hold on a second. Thank you very much. Lisa, talk to this guy on line 5.
Nice man.
And frankly, that should be a free site.
Yes, it should.
That should be a free site. Just with the...
I don't want to appear argumentative, but I mean, why would he do it for free?
Well,
why? I mean, how would he make money?
Because it's not like girls having sex. You could pay with the pop-up ads.
Advertising. Oh, okay, the advertising.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like when you go on AOL, it's impossible to do anything on AOL because you're constantly... And you know what's a pisser about AOL? I hate signing on AOL, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when it says, welcome, you've got mail, you can't go to a website or you can't click on your mailbox until the box on the right-hand corner comes on that says high-speed AOL Plus,
mm-hmm.
and you have to click that off, and then you have to wait for the,
wow.
you have to wait for the buddy list icon to come up, and you have to click off that.
You have to do all that to get your email?
Yes.
Oh, that is horrible.
You know what's almost as bad? On some new Disney DVDs, you can't fast-forward through the previews.
Oh, that is... Oh,
you know what that smells like? That smells like Eisner!
Michael Eisner.
That reeks of Eisner!
That is horrible.
Lisa, did he give you the information?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, good.
How do you enter?
That's pretty cool.
I don't know.
We can hear the clicks here.
Go back.
Go back, I guess.
Home page.
I wish we had that at home.
He's back on hold.
He's on hold?
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. Let me have you get in there. Site first. JJ1.com. Yeah, let me ask him how we get in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for the password, Andrew. How do we get in the site? We're on the site now.
You're on JJ1Club.com?
Yeah, JJ1Club.com.
We see we can click on Home, Jumpers, Fun
Go to the Jumpers.
Go, Lisa, click on Jumpers.
All right, okay. We'll do that.
And then now, go ahead and pick one.
Okay, pick the top one, Chelsea Blue. Okay.
Don't do that.
Now we're on Chelsea Blue right now.
Okay. And now you can enter the information I gave Lisa.
Okay. Scroll down, Lisa. Scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Here's what I got. Homepage, Jumpers Fun, Mailbag, About JJ1. I don't see anywhere where we can sign up.
Once you click on one of the jumpers, it should ask you for a password.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, you know what? Try someone else then, Lisa.
Here we go. Here's a pop-up.
Okay.
Oh. She's jumping.
All right, there she is, but now she's not naked yet.
Will she become?
It's loading, it says. Now, do they start out fully clothed, sir?
Yeah, there's a free site that's jj-1.com.
That's what we're on.
Oh, okay, that's the one that's free.
Oh, all right, well, what?
And they're clothed.
All right, what's the one we pay for?
That's jj1club.com.
All right, jj1club.
Okay, Lisa, click on there, please.
There?
Yeah, just
take the dash out.
Right, JJ1 Club. Okay. See JJ1's new jumper, Hollywood. All right, now we're going to stick on Chelsea Blue. And let's see if it's got a...
Now see if we get in with a password.
Thanks for the password, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Now we're here. Yeah, now it says please type in your username and password.
Here we go.
To the upper left, you've got the bouncing breasts.
Isn't this a fantastic idea for a website, though?
It is.
Naked chicks doing jumping jacks. Mm-hmm.
Now we are getting ready to get in there.
And being as you gave us the password for free, I'm no longer upset that you're charging for it.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, these girls don't work for free. So
now, Lisa, do we have a name and a password? Because you need both to get
in. Hold on. The word that you gave Lisa is...
That's the password?
Is that the password or the username?
It's both.
Okay, use both.
All right.
Both
do it twice, Lisa. Okay, click it in for password.
All right, now we're putting in the password.
Let's see if we get something.
We'll see.
Loading.
Oh, good. That's a good sign, huh?
Authorization required. The server cannot verify you're authorized to access the document requested.
Oh, come on. What's going on, Andrew?
I don't know.
Oh, great.
I typed it in wrong.
All right, try it again. Try it again, Lisa. Okay,
lowercase, right?
Yeah.
Okay, type it in again. I wish you mistyped it. Hold on, she goes. Okay, type it in again.
What is?
Hey, Buzz, I found someone worse on the internet than you.
Jesus.
Yay.
What, Lisa?
This isn't my fault. He gave me the wrong password.
What do you mean?
The
word that you gave her,
right? Yeah.
It's not working.
It's not working.
It's not. Let me get on hold with
her. All right, hold on a second.
We'll get it sorted out.
You know, now it's a quest. Now it's the Holy Grail. Now now we have to get through. You know, it is... There's something about, what is it? Jumping jacks.
It should be a free site, but if you got to pay...
Learn the web, JJ.
If you got to pay, you know, what the hell? I don't know. I like it. Hello.
I like it, too. Let's give it a try.
Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I love how everybody's always crying about how, you know, people can make money with pop-ups and stuff, but it's impossible to make money with ads and things like that anymore.
Why is it impossible to make money with pop-ups?
It's just, I mean, I own a website and used to make money with pop-ups, but now it's just not possible.
Why?
Because they're not people aren't willing to pay the kind of money they used to pay for it.
Like, in the old days, if you had a website that had a high volume, how much could you get for a pop-up ad?
They would pay based on every 1,000 ads that would just pop up, not that people clicked on, they were paying, you know, $20-$30 for that. Now they pay
like every time somebody would log on, you'd get paid for it?
Yeah, you get paid just for people seeing the ads.
Mm-hmm.
For every 1,000 that pop up, they would pay.
Hold on. Wait. I want to make this clear. You mean to tell me that when someone would log on to your website, you'd get $20 for the ad every time somebody would log on?
Well, if let's say there was one on each page, if they went through 1,000 pages, yeah, that'd be
all right. So you get a small percentage off every time they click off. You don't get $20 every time, right?
No, not for each person, but let's say one person and they went through 1,000 pages, which is a lot. If there was one ad on each page, that'd be 1,000 impressions, they call it, and that'd be worth about $20. Now they pay about 10 cents.
All right, well, either way, I want to tell you
1,000 pages.
What I find annoying is when I get on AOL,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times if I go and I want to do a search, let's say,
right.
a lot of times I type in what I'm searching for,
right.
and AOL won't process it until the pop-up ad has cycled two or three times, so I've got to see about goddamn car or whatever the product is that they're selling, vitamins or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's entrapment.
That's why it's annoying.
Hey, this is Martin from Fugly. Can I plug my site?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Damn it.
No, well, what's your site about?
Fugly.com.
What is it about?
It's just sick humor.
Is it free?
For the most part, it used to be.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, I already got another guy on the phone who should be giving it away.
All right, are we getting in there now?
Yeah, she gave him, he gave her a new name and a new password.
Okay.
We're going to try it now. Hi, you still there, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that one working?
Lisa, is it working?
No.
God, keep bouncing back the dialogue box.
That's not working either.
Right.
We keep getting enter network password. Hey, where do you find these girls to do jumping jacks naked?
Are they pros, pretty much?
Some of them, the first few I had to get were pros.
All right.
And then I get I guess you'd call them all pros, or strippers, or models, or whatever.
Yeah, now do you actually do the photography yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be a nice way to make a living.
Nice gig.
Yeah, I'm not really making a living at it yet, but I'm working on it.
So are you, I'll give you this, it's a fantastic idea. Was it your idea to get naked chicks jumping jacks?
Yeah, actually, I had it like 5 years ago, just as a joke with some friends, mm-hmm. that they should have a TV channel of that.
I'd watch it.
You're right.
And, you know, of course, I don't have the money to do a TV channel, so I went with the website instead.
Well, it's we'd certainly love to get a real look at this, but right. we're having a little trouble getting
Hold
through.
Hold on. Rob, you know what? No one can get through. But listen, maybe you can give us some more passwords. We'll check it out later.
I'll tell you what. I'll set one up for you if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on just a second. Hold on. But everybody else, it's JJ1.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. It's really
JJ-1.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. What was it? JJ-1.com?
It's the free site, yeah.
All right, beautiful. Hold on a second, Andrew. Nice talking to you.
Okay, man.
Give us some free stuff. Hold on, please. Hold on a second.
Now, click off.
Now, he's got 150 people that have subscribed.
Right.
You know, it's amazing that you think of the Internet as being so worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and you would think all these websites, sex-related.
Would you do a search, though, on nude jumping jacks?
No.
You know, let me do that right now. Hold on.
Yeah, go to a search engine and put in nude jumping jacks.
I go to Yahoo.
Very good. And just put in nude jumping jacks and see what you get.
And remember, to get a good listing on many of these search engines, you have to pay the search engine people.
All right, I'm on Yahoo. I'm going to put, should I put nude?
Yes.
Yeah, nude jumping jacks.
Plus.
That's all.
Nude plus jumping plus jacks.
Yeah. Nude plus?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
With a plus sign? No, just nude jumping jacks.
All right.
You need to put in there.
Okay.
Father Time's going to muck it up for us.
No. What will do, by putting a plus in, does that make it exactly what I'm looking for?
Gives you the exact phrase, nude jumping jacks.
Because I think what Buzz is saying might be true, that it might search just for anything with nude, then with anything with jumping,
right.
then with anything with jacks.
You get too many answers if you don't use the pluses. Right.
So it's nude plus...
jumping plus jacks.
Okay. Plus...
it's a more sophisticated search.
All right.
Message delivered.
Okay.
I love it when he does that.
All right.
He was good. I give his props. He was right.
I do, too.
All right. No results were found.
Yeah, he's not. He's got 150 people. He can't afford to pay Yahoo.
Right.
All right. Let me do another search. Let me just try nude jumping jacks.
Okay.
Next search, please. Come on. Christ. Next search.
Ah, computers.
All right. I'm going to back it up.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Would you like to see your nude jumping jacks?
All right, hold on. Nude.
No bomb on my knob, ass munch.
Nude jumping
jacks. All right, let's see what it is.
Sorry, no results were found.
Mm. Maybe what put in female jumping jacks. Maybe the nude thing is keeping you out of there. Because isn't Yahoo one of the ones that's really getting a lot of heat right now?
They were going to do their own, they were going to sell their own porn, but then they backed off of that. But
sorry, no results were found for female jumping jacks.
Female jumping jacks? What about the fully clothed site that I like?
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Here's one for you, bud.
Okay. Oh, God.
Weed.
You'll get a lot on this, I'm sure.
Weed.
Women in Wild Wild West outfits doing jumping jacks.
Weed. Agriculture, crops and soil.
Right.
And not what you're looking for, Buzz.
Come on.
Okay, let me go back. Oh, happy weed.
Happy weed.
Happy weed. Okay, let me try one more.
I'm really ready for the website to come up.
I put anal sex in Yahoo.
Six shooters putting in panties.
355 sites.
Wow.
Yahoo came up with 300.
You can't find a nude jumping jack person, but you can certainly find weed.
And anal sex, 335 categories.
Now Lisa's coming back in here. Do we have access
right.
yet?
All right, hold on. Let me go back here.
A new name and password. Oh, we're all set to go? Good, good, good.
www.jj, what was it?
JJ1.com.
With a dash?
I don't think so with the with the pay site.
All right.
One.com.
It was club.
No, I typed in the wrong address. It said this site's for sale. JJ.
JJ One Club or JJ Club or JJ One Club?
Oh, no. Here she goes.
All good.
She's in it now.
JJ One Club.
Did I give you the information?
I want your panties off, JJ.
Oh, good.
Where mama's panties?
We got one with our own name. With Don and Mike now.
Oh, good.
Very cool.
Okay, enter. Here we go. Enter.
I don't think that's really...
Go ahead. Enter.
Oh, no. That says fetish. That says fetish.
God, we'll get caught up in that porn stuff, and we'll be there all day, and we'll never be able to get out.
And is that
all we want to see is the nude girls doing jumping jacks.
Now, there's JJ-1.
Uh-huh.
Jump on the... Okay, click on one of these girls' pictures. Okay, now, JJ-1 Club.
Mm-hmm.
Jumpers. Chelsea Blue. And now we should get the page that has the name of the password.
There we are.
There's great. Okay, type in our name and our password.
Could this be it?
This might finally be
it. If we don't get through this time, there's a reason why he's got 150 subscribers.
All right, now she's typed in our name and our password, and we are in.
Boom.
We are in. Let's see. Mike, which would you like to see?
Chelsea Blue.
Flash me the goods, toe touch, unzip. Oh, how about JJ front view?
How about toe touch?
Well, she's got her clothes on there.
Oh, really?
The first three, she's dressed. Here's JJ front view.
Uh-huh.
Ready, boys?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yep. And there we go. Harry the naked chick.
Oh, God.
Doing jumping jacks.
There we go.
You know what? Maybe that is worth $10.
I think it's worth $10.
Maybe it's worth it. I don't know. What the hell?
You like that sort of thing?
Sure. All right, let's get another one. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh,
hey, that's
full
better.
Screen view.
I made it bigger.
That's what you should
yes,
do.
Yes, you did.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. How about just a little jiggling?
Just a little jiggling, and everywhere I go.
Download ZWF file to play in your browser.
People always say I'm horny. Jiggling.
Well, now it's not doing anything.
I want to please a girl.
I hope it didn't freeze up.
Hold on. Let me go back.
We didn't get a lot.
Wait a minute.
Because, we've already gotten in.
Window 2.
What? Close that window?
Two.
All right.
So
I got you.
That's the problem of that.
Go on the X.
Oh, on the X.
Buzz, right. I don't think I've ever heard you this animated on the show in the last right. 3 years.
There. All right, I'm on the X.
Oh, you're in my wheelhouse.
That's right. Just a little jiggling.
Jumping plus jack.
Now it's loading. Opening page and loading. Here we go.
Let's see what we get now. I'm turgid.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna make this bigger for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is just a girl. She's not even doing jumping jacks. She's just playing with her boobs.
Absolutely.
Wow.
All she's doing is manipulating her boobs.
That's good. And like again and again and again.
Okay.
Hey, that's worth every nickel.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, we have to endorse it.
We have to. JJ1.com.
He's going
to,
you know what? He's going to have a very good afternoon.
Yeah, he's going to make some money.
He has no idea who he was talking to. You know, we ought to call the guy back and just tell him, you know what we've just done for him? It's incredible.
All right. But Jesus Christ. How about this one? See, they're real.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right, no, yeah. Excuse me, like, C, comma, C, they're real.
They're real. Right, is it loading?
Yep, it's loading right now.
So great news, it's more than just jumping jacks.
Yeah, as girls like touching themselves.
Did you have to click out of that first picture again?
You're right.
Hold on, now we're getting somewhere.
You're right. Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me go back to the...
To the one where she's manipulating.
Manipulation.
Well,
what's the matter?
I'm need to click it on it?
Don't you have to go down the... go up to the top corner.
Well, if I go up to the top corner, we'll be off the... same off the site.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, all right. Well... We got in.
We got in, and you know what? Highly entertaining.
Pretty good sight.
Really? It was better than I... You know, I thought when you started talking about it, and you'll notice the look on my face, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Why so upset?
Well, you know, a guy told me about the site and said, if you ever are interested, the guy in Los Angeles there wasn't looking for a plug.
Right.
Just said, if you're ever interested, you know, this is a friend of mine who's got this site. And I guess that's the official Don and Mike site of the day.
Shocker that comes out of California.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I got a search engine tip for you.
What's that?
First of all, bag Yahoo, because they suck. They don't give you actual search results. They give you categories.
Okay, nerd boy, okay, just listen, get to the point. Give us your tip.
This is not tech radio. What's your tip?
Google.com. It's the search engine that Yahoo uses.
All right, because, you know, we can't have any discussion about the Internet on this show without all the guys from the basement of the science building calling.
Yeah, half of them unemployed now.
And I don't care if I'm the biggest dumbass on the face of the earth. I can find what I need by going to Yahoo.
I'm getting DSL.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hi.
Congratulations.
Oh. Hi.
Mike. Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Great. I got a good site for you, the Hun.com. I'm creating a book to the free porn online right now. I'd love to come in and show it to you in about a month.
All right, sure, great.
Hey, all the prospective entrepreneurs.
Sure. Thank you, my friend.
So try thehun.com for now, but I got a listing
of all. Get out of here. Everybody just wants free commercials for their dumb website.
That's great. Okay, we're going to take some more calls.
We just give a free plug to that guy.
Go Bob on my knob, ass munch.
That guy had a good sight. Naked girls doing jumping jacks.
Something very nice about that.
And then just playing with their boobs.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to let you know, on the Playboy website, there's a breast test where you look at photographs of women's breasts and choose whether they're fake or real.
Oh,
and it scores you.
And you take a quiz?
Yeah, you look at the photographs and you click yes or no or fake or real.
Oh, we got to do that. I mean, I know it's a call right off there, but I mean,
we got to break first.
That is on our wheelhouse.
We've got to break
and
first.
And you can get right in. Do you have to pay?
No, it's free.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Playboy.com.
All right, you know what? I'll write it down for tomorrow's show.
Very good.
Because look what time it is already. We're going to be screwed that you're not going to make your train.
Go eat in that sandwich, filthy thief.
Go Bob on my knob, ass munch.
Hey, go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Tickle the douche, you useless prick. Smell my hog, queer babe.
Queer babe.
Your pussy smells like garbage. Oh, and the one from Buzz.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
All right, thank you for the tip.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And it's JJ.
Come on now, JJ. Are they real or are they fake?
Budget.
Mine are real.
JJ/1.com. Good guy, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you for the password. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
I know you're going to think it's the redneck side of me coming out. That yesterday I spent a lot of time talking about Mick Foley, Mankind.
Right, Mick.
But he's coming on the show next week, as a matter of fact, to dispel the rumors about the movie I was telling you, but Beyond the Mat.
Good.
Also, he's got a new book coming out, so he's going to come back on the show and plug his book.
So he'll be in the studio?
I don't know. It's a phoner, right?
It's a phoner.
It's a phoner.
Okay. I was going to do that little switch I do sometimes, you know, if he was coming in studio, I was going to say, and finally we can put to rest
all these doubters out there.
No, he's on the phone, and also tomorrow, mainly to satisfy my redneck side,
right?
We're going to have Rusty Wallace on.
The NASCAR driver.
Yes, who just beat Jeff Gordon in the race last weekend. He drives the Miller Lite car.
All right, very good.
The blue Miller Lite car. So, yeah, he'll be on the show tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
And Mike, hi.
You there?
Yes, we're here. Hello.
Hey, I was just waiting for Lisa. I was calling to find out. I think you mentioned Andrew that has that site.
Yeah.
Did you say his last name?
Excuse me. Are you eating something?
No, I'm not.
Well, what about the guy with the website?
You mentioned his last name one time, I believe.
Yeah.
Was it Garber?
I don't know. Why? Well, what does it matter?
I went to school with an Andrew Garber.
Oh, come on. Jesus, who cares? Get out of here. Hello.
Congratulations.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, hello?
I think we might be having a little trouble with these phones.
No, this is a bad cell phone. That's a bad cell right there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Danny from Baltimore.
Yeah, hi, Danny. Oh, listen to that.
I got an idea. Next time you call from Baltimore, don't do it while you're under the harbor.
Okay. But I've got to get one of these lines to make an outside call on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Have the phones just gone crappy again?
Hello? Don and Mike, hello.
What's up?
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, how's it going, Radio Gods?
Hi, it's going great, thank you.
What's up?
What? Listen. I'm trying to make an outside call on one of the request lines because I've doing the new jumping jacks thing reminded me we've still not called the hot feet line where girls will call you with their feet.
Hot feet.
I want to call them, but I can't make a 900 call on any of the inside lines. I have to use one of the request lines. So you are using a line that I'd like to make an outside call on. So
I got some information for you real quick, please.
About what?
About Tony Sirico, Polly Walnuts, that's going to be doing something upcoming in upstate New York with the International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Okay, show of hands. Anybody interested?
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on, guys.
No, not interested. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what does D&B mean?
It's like Franks and Beans. It's what you got in your pants.
Oh, man. I should have known that.
Yes, right. You should have.
Okay. Thank you.
Your stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jump. Yeah, hey, guys. When's Rusty Wallace going to be on tomorrow?
There we go.
Big Yorkie NASCAR fan here.
They're starting.
I don't know. About halfway through the show, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will tune in special just for that.
Isn't right. Rusty Wallace the guy that also modeled for Brawny paper towels?
Oh, my I think his name was Rusty, though.
Different guy. Isn't that the same guy that was on the Hungry Jack Biscuits box?
Different guy.
Oh, all right.
Let me try this.
But they're all the same.
But I'm sure I can't get through on this line.
Doesn't Rusty Wallace drive his NASCAR with a flannel shirt?
See, I can't get through on a...
Hmm.
God damn it. Will someone please clear out a request line for me?
Isn't Rusty Wallace the Marlboro man, too?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? You lost me there a couple times.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to hang up on people so I can use a request line to make an outgoing call on.
Well, I'll make this quick, but I'll try to make it worth your while.
Okay.
I know you guys are coming up to Portland next week, next Friday.
Portland, yes, we'll be in Portland, Portland, Maine, next Friday night.
And I know it's Charlie's birthday also.
Charlie who?
Charlie, your screener.
Charlie Broyhill?
Yes.
You mean our producer?
Yes.
And how did you come by that information?
Oh, one of those stupid fan sites.
Hey, Charlie, is next Friday your birthday?
It's actually off by a day.
We have to do... Oh, yes.
Buzz. Saturday the 12th.
Regardless.
Buzz knows all. Your birthday's next week?
Yes, it is.
Will you be accepting gifts on this birthday?
No. Okay. And it's not Friday. That site is wrong.
Okay.
Well, if it's anywhere close, I would like to take you guys all out to dinner out here.
Fine, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie? No gifts whatsoever this year?
No.
Huh. Why?
Well, why?
If it makes us happy to get you a birthday gift.
It's not for you, it's for us.
Right. Well, I'll always take a card.
All right, a card.
A card.
All right, we'll get him goofy cards.
All right, well, I get him a gift anyway.
Hello, Mom, Beth.
Too bad if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Can I please get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Everybody,
can I get a witness?
Sorry. Hello?
I'm just...
Hello?
Hang up!
Line four.
You hung up on me. I'm sorry.
Okay, line four is a free line.
Line three is free?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. 1-900 H O T F E E T.
Very good.
This is something we've talked about for about a week now. We've never called the 1-900 Hot Feet line.
Right. Rub my feet.
See my long, firm, and shapely legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know they feel so smooth and silky. All the way down to my tiny feet and freshly painted little toes.
Yeah.
Oh, my body gets hot all over when you kiss my soft, sensuous feet.
1-900 Hot Feet.
Oh, my tiny toes with your tongue. Come a little closer.
Okay.
And let my tiny size 5 feet with the high arches rub you all over your heart. Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot feet.
You sure about that, Rob?
A lot more.
You're positive?
Yeah.
I think I screwed it up when I did it like that before. You sure? Okay, all right, gotcha. So hold on, do it. Show me again.
4-9. Dylan will be
just trying to make sure he gets
after the tone.
So, would you
be charged?
Okay, that's the normal way?
Right.
Please be aware that customer service time may be billed.
Get ready, guys.
All right, here we go.
Get ready to have hot sex with our feet.
All right.
Or with her feet.
Please.
All right, connect us. You know, we were going through the night.
Can I be Pete?
Well, let me be somebody first. Let me just be serious first.
Okay.
Oh, what great timing. Hold on. Don and Mike show, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, did you call to speak to one of my sexy friends?
Yeah, listen, actually, it's not me. It's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Who really gets off. He'd love to have sex. Will you have sex with using your feet? His name is Ken.
Let me just verify the last 4 digits of your phone number, and I'll connect you with one of my sexy friends.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you on with a friend of mine. Hold on a second. Robbie, do that. Ken Stevens has just joined us. Has just joined us in the studio, and Ken, we are wondering how you're feeling today.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, Ken?
I'm very good today.
You're feeling perky?
Really?
Perky.
Yeah. Do you know, last night, when we arrived at the WNEW staff party, you were about as gone as you normally are at the end of a WJFK Christmas party?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Do you remember when you tried to hug Rob and you thought it was me?
No, Rob thought I was trying to hug him.
Do you remember coming up to...
I do remember him thinking that I tried to hug him.
Do you remember coming up to Charlie Broyhill and saying, give me a ride. I got to get a ride.
No.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, here's what I said.
What did you say?
I remember something. What I remember is that one of the guys from the other shows had a comedy show to do. And as I was leaving with Jeff Hedges, we were going to get a cab. He said, I can't get a cab. I've got to go such and such a place. So I asked Charlie if I could use your car.
Oh, you mean the car that the station provides for us?
Right. Okay, right. And I said, Charlie, who was kind of asleep there in the chair, said, I think so. So we got out. But then by then, the guy from the other show had found a cab. But since I was going to use your car anyway, we used your car.
What were you drinking prior to our arrival last night?
I drank light beer last night.
Really? Because Rob and I had a theory that there's no way you could have been as bombed as you were just on light beer.
What? I don't remember being that bombed.
Really, don't you guys think that Ken was bombed out of his mind last night?
Yeah.
You really were. Well, you know my favorite moment, though, last night? When you were surrounded by me and Mike and Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I remember that.
That was a moment there where you were, I believe you had your hands folded, but the normal position would be lower. Your hands were actually almost on top of your shoulders.
Because that was, you know.
I realized
it was the same position that somebody normally.
Somebody pointed it out, I looked and I was in a very defensive position.
It's the same position you would normally use when a pilot would tell you to prepare for a crash landing.
Because you know what it is?
The easy lot like that.
When there is a problem, as there was a problem between us and Opie and Anthony, which has now been resolved, the easiest way to resolve the problem is to get all the people and the person who's maybe the troublemaker and get them all together at the same time, and we were each of us able to say to Ken in front of the other guys, well, Ken, didn't you say say this?
Right.
And Ken, didn't you say this? And you were really awkward with that, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. It was so much fun to watch. It was really, it was the best show at the party last
night. It was a lot easier when you two guys weren't talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. So how did you rate last night's WNEW staff party?
I thought we had a great time.
I mean, outside of the fact that we're okay with Opie and Anthony now, and they're okay with us, how was the other guys' morale, the station morale?
I thought it was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have parties like that a lot, so, you know, when people get together and hang out, no fistfights break out.
Did any of your salespeople in a drunken stupor come up and embarrass themselves and perhaps lose their jobs last night?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, good, all right.
Not.
Hey, who was that?
But I left early, remember.
Who was the sales guy? The first sales guy you introduced me to when you said, anything that Don wants in New York, you get for. And he said to me, "I'll get you dildos." who was that guy?
Well, that's Gary Blum, the salesman.
That's Gary Blum.
Way to go.
Okay.
That's, thanks, Ken. Fell him out right there.
That's the dildo guy. All right,
right away. That wasn't what I meant.
Well, Ken, you should know that your sales guys were giving me a hard time last night, saying, "You guys never come upstairs. You never come upstairs at WNEW in one of the hallways. What's the matter with you? You never come upstairs." So I said today I'd rectify that situation. And about 20 minutes ago, I just think you should know this because your office is down on this floor. I went upstairs to the sales office, walked through, not a soul there.
Perfect, right?
Yeah, well, that's what he likes.
That's right. You like them on the street.
They're out selling. Right. All right, well.
And by the way, don't believe that. Nobody goes up to the 10th floor.
Nobody? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, it's the 10th floor. Oh, okay. All right, very good. All right.
Well, good party last night.
Well, thank you very much.
Excellent party.
Ken, would you like some candy? We've got some M&Ms and Altoids here.
I heard that. Why is that?
Well, we just got them.
I made a big. He said I'd have a Diet Pepsi if I got here.
Yeah. You like a Diet Coke?
You want a Diet Coke?
No problem. We'll get you a Diet Coke.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, Ken.
Warm Diet Coke.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a very slow process of the life being sucked out of the room. So our general manager,
you were so bombed last night, Ken.
There he goes.
I swear to God you were.
I'll tell you this.
You were out of your mind last night. You really were.
I will tell you this, though. Jeremy told us, I walked with Hedges and Jeremy.
Yeah?
Jeremy said, it's a couple of blocks.
I know.
Only a wimp would walk, would take a cab. It was 16, 18 blocks.
It's 20 blocks from where we are. 20 blocks.
I've got terrible allergies. By the time I got there, I couldn't breathe. That might have made me look like I was bombed. But it goes the time.
Oh, please.
And all the time when we got there, we looked down and Jeremy was wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah, no,
and Hedges and I were wearing regular business shoes.
Wait a minute. Jeremy, let me tell you what. Jeremy says it's like a 5-minute walk, and with you it took 20 minutes. What Jeremy does when he's not with you, he makes it through the city so quickly because he skips.
He skips. And I don't.
Well, he had tennis shoes on.
I don't buy this. It was your allergies, which is why you appeared to be so sloppy drunk. When did we arrive last night, please?
Goodbye.
Bye, Ken. It's like a Daryl Strawberry excuse.
Ken Stevens, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is, Ken Stevens.
Making his way. Making his way around the building.
He's allergic to sobriety. That's what he's allergic to. And Rob, I agree. Rob and I were discussing it today.
Right?
That there's no way a guy could get that drunk on Coors Light.
Yeah.
Right?
Your belly would explode.
He was drunk like real booze drunk.
Right.
And by the time we got there, he had switched over to Coors.
Didn't Jeremy say he had already...
He's drinking scotch. Yes.
Correct.
Jeremy said that on the show yesterday.
Yes.
We have to say.
Yes. Ken is busted.
Bingo.
Are you getting my hot feet girl on the phone?
Working on it. I've got the number that I need to give them. It took a while to find it, but...
Oh, you know, they do that goddamn thing where they want to verify the phone number and everything.
Yes, they do, right.
Okay, well then...
Hold it.
You got it? If you got it, I'm ready to have some hot sex with her.
You want to punch it up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You got it? Hello? 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 Which line, Rob?
Four?
Hello?
They've died again.
The phone just...
Look at that. This is a phone unit that ought to be taken out, thrown out the window.
The phone unit just went dead.
It's dead. Dead as a doornail.
Pete?
Hi.
Pete? Hey, tickle the Duke, you useless prick.
Bob on my knob, ass munch.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing on the phones
here. Tickle my Duke, queerbait.
You know, I apologize. Every time we get ready to do something with the telephones today...
Yes, it's been difficult today.
They cramp out, and I really want to call... We were so close to getting the 1-900-HOT-FEET-GIRL on
the
phone.
We had him on, and then Ken walked in and ruined the moment.
Blame Ken.
Yeah.
It's Ken's fault.
She also needed the last four digits of the phone number that we were using, and we have... no idea what the phone number is up here.
Know.
Oh, you got it now?
Okay.
You got to dial out on line four.
Okay.
Nice try, queer bait.
Oh, I can't even get anything on the telephones now. Christ. Let's break.
We'll break.
Get Pete back in here to fix the phones.
Okay, Duke Brad.
And we're going to do more Hot Feet. We'll try to get the Hot Feet. Oh, we've never gone back to Lisa at the CBS store, yeah. So let's do that. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Trying it again here?
Yep. Found out the problem with the phones.
You have to dial out on line four.
Just line four?
Only line four.
Only line four? I just got through on line one.
Alan, line one?
All right, here we go. Alan, line one. You just think of that one, Rob? Alan, line one?
You like that?
Very good.
We found the problem with the telephones.
Mm-hmm. The four-digit code.
The problem is
they're sensitive to light.
Yeah, I the way we work...
See my long...
All right, I'll wait to get past this stuff. The way that the studio is set up is that I run all the stuff here, and I got all my notes. I got bright lights in front of me,
right.
And Mike is light sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So on Mike's side, the lights are very dim. And what happens is one of these bright overhead lights, for whatever reason, was shining right on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It's a light-sensitive phone.
It's a light-sensitive phone?
I can relate to that phone. It gets migraines just like you.
I swear to God, that poor phone. Don't give that phone any regular coffee.
For these Hot Feet.
All right, here we go.
All right,
are you going to be just you?
I'm
going to
start by being me.
All right,
and you can join me.
Okay, well, I will be, when I join you, whenever you're ready, I will be your father, Pete.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the challenge.
And then I will simply read the lines.
You'll be charged a $4.99 access fee for this call.
Yeah, let me see if she'll really get into hot foot sex first.
Billing permanent rate, and calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
All right, honey.
One moment, please.
Quality, right.
Okay. Do it. I got to tell her she's on the air.
Are you calling to speak with someone, my sexy friend?
Donna Mike, you're on the air. Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, could you please verify the last 4 digits of the telephone number you're calling from, and I'll be happy to connect you.
Sure, honey. 0517.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's working now, baby.
All right, now we're in. Here we go.
Ooh, to be connected to women with sexy little feet and toes.
I got to tell the next broad she's on the air, too, right?
Oh, for hot and...
Oh, I hate these rules.
Rules. Press 2.
Hold on.
Have you been bad?
Yes.
Do you need a little punishment? Remember to get back to the main menu.
Here we go.
Press star at end.
Excellent. Hot seat.
To speak one-on-one with a sexy girl who will give you her undivided attention, please press 1. Remember to get back to the main menu.
All right.
Oh, press the star.
Okay.
Yeah. What they do is they try to, lengthen it as much as possible. Get it? Lengthen it.
Here we go. Let me jay you off. Don and Mike, you're on the air. We're waiting. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Will you jay me off with your hot feet?
I can do that for you.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually very good with my toes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't my thingy be too big for your feet?
Maybe.
Do you have big feet?
No.
You'd have to have big feet to accommodate me.
Well, I have very flexible toes, actually.
Really? So this is really a line where really girls will J-O guys with their feet?
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Do you have crusty toenails?
No.
Would you for this phone call, would you lie to me?
Why?
Because that turns me on.
To be lied to?
No, foot fungus.
Does it?
Yeah.
You want me to have crusty toenails?
Yeah.
All yellow and green?
Yeah. Oh. That's the thought. The thought right there. It's happening.
Is it?
It is. What I'm doing is I'm picturing myself draped on your rotting toenails.
Are you?
Your feet, your toes slipping back and forth.
Gotta hit the...
Yeah, hit it. Yes, over that. But I want to tell you something. I find the actual sex talk, when you use a word like the word you just used, I find that offensive.
Do you?
Yes, I do. So please, for me,
letters.
We just use a letter, or just refer to it as my wet thing.
I can do that for you.
Okay.
I can do whatever you need me to.
Yes, my wet thing.
Your wet thing.
Would be by your crusty feet. And then, at some point, what I'd like you to do is, actually, while my wet thing was down there, start, you'd have to have dirt underneath your toenails.
There can be dirt underneath my toenails.
Okay. You start scraping the dirt out.
All over your wet thing?
Right. Right. Oh, hold on a second, please. My father is around. Jesus Christ. Can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Christ. Christ, what's Dad doing home? Hello? Dad, I'm on this phone.
Who's on the line with you?
I'm talking to a friend of mine.
Hello?
I am talking to a friend of mine, Dad. Please ring off.
Who's your friend? Hi. Introduce me.
This is my friend. This is my dad, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Dad, would you please ring off? I'm making a personal call here.
Are you calling one of those sex lines again?
No, Dad.
The bill was so large last month, I almost threw you out of the house.
Dad, please.
Jerk ass.
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Dad, don't talk to me this way. You know, I don't like that language, Dad.
Go bob on my knob, ass munch. Hey.
Dad, you're really embarrassing me.
I want to talk to the girl. Hey, how you doing, honey?
Don't talk to my girlfriend, Dad.
How's it going? Kiss my left ball, dimwit. Hello? Are you there,
Dad? Dad, ring off for a second. Please, ring off.
All right.
Just get off the phone for a second.
I want to talk to the whore.
Hey, she's not a whore, Dad.
I want to talk to the whore.
Get off the phone.
Hey, let me talk to your whore.
No, ring off for a moment, Dad.
All right. Goodbye. I'll be back.
I apologize. I'm so embarrassed. I am 42. I still live at home. You know, what can I say?
Everybody has their own little thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Where were we?
Crusty toes.
Oh, right. And wet thing.
And wet thing.
Wet thing and crusty toes. Oh. So I just drape my wet thing.
Yeah.
Like on your crusty toes?
Sure.
Yeah?
Hello? Hello?
What, Dad?
Go eat a slice of my ass cheese.
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, I'm on a date. On a date. You're embarrassing me, Dad.
Go fart in a spacesuit, dumbass.
Dad, can I be honest with you?
Are you on with the whore again?
She's not a whore, Dad. I'm calling the hot seat line.
Oh, not that one again.
This is the line where girls have sex with my wet thing with their feet.
I like that. That's fun. Roll around. Roll around in my phlegm.
Dad, you're being rude to this young woman.
All right, I'll go away for
a while. And all she's doing is satisfying me now. Please.
Why won't she talk to me?
Dad, I don't know. Would you say hello to my dad?
Hi, Pete.
Hi, how you doing, darling?
I'm fine.
Well, I want to tell you something.
I'm Pete.
My dad's a jerk. My dad's a jerk. Dad, I pay rent to live here, and I pay my part of the phone bill, and I can call to have sex with a girl with her feet if I want to.
Would you like to snort a noseful of my Pete spunk?
Dad, you know what? That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Hey, I like her. Okay. She sounds sexy.
Dad, ring off, please.
You have sexy feet?
Dad, this is my call.
All right, I'll ring off.
Ring off, Dad.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm so embarrassed by him. I really am. He's an older man. I don't want to say he has Alzheimer's, but it's a combination of Alzheimer's and Tourette's where he screams stuff out like that.
That's okay.
He calls my mother awful names, too. He calls my mother a whore.
Oh, that's too bad.
Anyway, where were we?
Crusty feet.
Yeah, and wet thing.
Drink okay. Them over him.
Yeah, so let's say that I'm right between your big toe and the second toe. What would you do? Would you rub it?
Sure.
Would you rub it?
Squeeze it a little in between my toes.
Would you
not
really?
Too hard.
Until my seed was ready?
You got it.
Oh, until my seed was ready.
Hello?
Dad!
Hello?
Dad!
Hi.
Dad, you're ruining this for me.
I want to get on the extension. I'm in the kitchen, and I want to talk to your whore.
Dad, she's not a whore.
Hi.
Dad, I just need a couple minutes alone.
Hi, honey. Talk to me.
Dad,
Hi, Pete. I love you, Pete.
Dad. Dad, don't
nurse
laugh at
me.
Him.
Nurse me, you lactating trollop.
Dad, you're ruining this for me. I really like this girl, Dad.
Does your pussy smell like fish?
Dad, I like this girl. Please, don't talk to my dad.
Okay.
You're bewitching my balls.
Do you hear what a pig my father is?
Hey, how are you? What do you have for lunch today?
He has Tourette's, he has Alzheimer's. I apologize.
Whoop.
Dad, you're disgusting.
M-F-A.
Dad, please, I tell you what, can you give me 1 minute of privacy?
Let me spread my cheese on your breasts. I gotta go.
Give me a minute of privacy.
Bye, Sonny.
Bye, Dad. Ring off.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you think we can finish this in a minute?
I can try.
Okay, so, listen, here's the deal. We got foot powder. You gotta have really, really rancid, smelly socks. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you take your socks off, and you have dirt under your toenails.
Uh-huh.
You have real, real big feet. Big man-sized feet.
Okay. With big long toes.
With big, big long toes and big long ugly diseased toenails.
Okay.
And I come in and there's my wet thing. Okay.
Out for all the world to see.
Yeah, and my wet thing loves crusty toes.
Well, I have the toes for you, don't I?
Spread toe jam on my wet thing.
Up and down it.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh,
hey.
Dad.
Sonny.
Dad.
It's time to take the garbage out, and I want to talk to your whore. Let me spread my man mustard on your sex loaf.
Dad.
Come on, honey.
Dad, you're killing me, Dad.
Let's do it Coney Island style. You can have my dog.
Dad.
With lots of my man mustard.
Dad, you know what I'm doing in here, Dad. I'm on a date.
Does she want to see my sex pickle?
Listen,
I'll show you that.
Can I
see your dill barrel?
Can I get your name and call you back?
Would you like to polish my gherkin?
Well, what's your... Can I ask your first name?
Well, actually, Pete, I'm not allowed to play with older men.
Hey. Ah, good for you!
F you, dumbass.
You know what else? I'll tell you something else. My dad can't get his wet thing up.
Hey, I don't like that.
You know what he uses? You know what he uses? He uses a pump.
I got the pump. It works just fine for me.
What's your name? Can I call you back? I feel very close to you.
My name is Jade.
And Jade,
Jade, I've got the hog of a 20-year-old.
Are you sure?
We were.
I don't think so.
We were very close, Jade. We were close to.
I'll get close with you.
To really having a great day, Dad.
Let me smell your woman odor.
No, I can't play with older men.
Thank you, Jade.
I can't play with older men.
Jade, I will think about you. I will think about your toe jam. I will think about your big ugly feet. I will think about your crusting toenails.
Pluck my eyebrows, you dirty whore.
Don't you call my girlfriend a whore.
Choke on this kielbasa.
It's not a kielbasa. It's a little wiener.
Yes, it is.
Tickle
kinda
my
shriveled
duke.
Up.
Tickle my duke.
Jade, I will call you back. But promise you'll remember me.
I'll remember you. What's
remember
your name?
My name is Charlie Broyhill.
No problem, Charlie.
Hey, gonna say goodbye to Pete?
No, because I'm not supposed to play with older men.
Oh, come on now. What if I said I'm 15 years old?
Well, then you'd be lying.
Don't use tenactin.
No problem.
Don't use any foot spray. Don't wash your feet until the next time I call back.
Not a thing. I'm gonna go outside and play in the dirt.
Good.
How about a spoonful of my Miracle Whip?
You don't have any miracle.
No, he doesn't. It's miracle dust.
I don't like that.
You hear that? She likes me, Dad. She likes my wet thing.
I don't like shriveled up little ones.
Felt me, sis.
She likes my wet thing, Dad.
She's a whore.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not.
Jade, I want to ask you something.
Sniff my anal vapors.
You wish I would.
You're dirty.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Would you marry me?
Sure, why not?
I'm a single, successful guy. All right, I live with my parents here in New Jersey.
Yeah, you marry her, you'll be spending the rest of your life picking sores.
That's
only
fine.
Off your bed sword body.
Hey, I'm not in bed. I'm standing up on my own 2 feet. I'll conquer your colon.
You wish you could.
You're right, baby.
But
baby.
The only problem is you couldn't get it up far enough.
I'll baby, don't golly your sphincter.
Don't wash your feet.
I won't.
Keep those smelling, rotting feet. And do me a favor. Have athlete's foot the next time we call and scratch it with a pencil.
Do a trapeze
toes.
On my man
Ooh,
thing.
Get it all crusty and open.
Yes, crusty. The open sword. Oh, God, if you could get blood between your toes.
Oh, that's your own kink. You're both disturbed.
You're an old man.
You're both disturbed, and I think you're both sick, and you ought to get some counseling.
You're an old man.
I think you're sicker than anybody I've ever spoke to, Pete.
I think you're sick. You're sick, my little trollop. My little love tart.
I'll piss on your
but
grave,
has
Dad.
Your own opinion. The only problem is yours is wrong.
Eat my custard.
You
will. Jade, will you be my girlfriend?
Sure, why not?
Thank you, Jade.
I'm going to get rid of the old man, though.
Yeah, no problem. He's going to be gone soon. I will call you back, I promise.
No problem.
I'll see you in hell with my frozen jizz.
If you can get any out.
You know what? This is in the... You know who else is on the phone?
Who?
Grandpa.
Okay, hold on a second.
Grandpa's on the phone.
All right.
What grandpa?
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Hey, shut up, grandpa.
You know,
it's old fogies.
Yes.
I got
two old guys on the phone.
Hey, don't
taking their teeth out.
Hey, Grandpa, shut up.
Eat my bung.
Don't do that, Grandpa.
Dickweed.
Hey, cut it out. Why are you doing that?
Grandpa, will you get off the phone, please?
Stay off the line. Now all the Johnsons are on.
Spite my left nipple.
Hey,
ass white.
Hey, cut it out. You shut up, Grandpa.
You wish.
Hey, I don't want to talk to you. Grandpa's very dirty.
Hey, listen, both you guys, be nice to my girlfriend, okay?
Hey, Junior's talking to one of his phone whores.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Hey, he's
again,
funny today.
Each has their own opinion.
It's a hot time in Florida.
Old men.
I'm not
have
old.
Their own
That's
I'm
right.
Old. Granddad's old.
Two old men.
Granddad's very old.
They're
Your
old.
Pussy
they're
smells like garbage.
It does.
Over the hill.
Time to take out that garbage.
I know
too.
Why they're crabby.
She just wouldn't.
Why are they crabby?
Because they haven't gotten in so long.
Yeah, that's right.
I got something for you. I got something you can't handle.
Go F yourself. Douchebag.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm sure I couldn't handle it. It's too small to fit in my hand.
Don't talk to me like that on the phone, Grandpa.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
You tickle the Duke. Hey, I bet you would know how to find the Duke.
Why don't you two get off the phone
you
and
need a roadmap.
Yes.
Together?
Yes.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
There you go, Grandpa. You tell her. We don't want to get up. We're paying for the phone.
No, listen, I'm hanging up now. I love you, Jade. My name is Charles. I'm going to call you back.
Eat my hot
here
calzone.
You,
I'm going to call you.
Eat my hot calzone.
I'm going to call you.
Tickle
the Duke.
Nothing you have on your body is hot.
Dirty whore.
It's shriveled.
Yeah, come on now.
Falling off.
Come down here and see my bean bag.
It's not even a bean bag.
Take the Brillo out of my bean bag.
Dad, be quiet, please. Grandpa, get off the phone, please.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Grandpa's making me laugh.
Grandpa.
He's a funny guy.
Jade, I'm going to go. I love you. I love your feet. My wet thing loves your feet. I'll call you back.
I love you. I think your feet stink. Just like the rest of your body from the waist down.
I'll call you
How
back.
How would you know?
I'll call you back.
I can smell it over the
I'm
phone.
Gonna, I'm going to hang up now.
You dirty
What do
feet.
I look like?
You look like a pig is what you look
Eat
like.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Way to go, Grandpa.
Goodbye. Goodbye, honey.
See you later, whore.
Wow.
She was nice.
Bravo.
I like her. That's the Grandpa Theater. And you developed a nice relationship with her through all that.
Yeah.
Made a friend.
Sure.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
And then that came along.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I knew we'd have fun with the 1-900 hot feet line.
Wow.
God damn it. Oh, that's great. Listen, we really have to break. When we come back, do we have time to listen to at least interview one more person from the CBS store? Okay. All right. We'll do that. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audiences stand out there like that. Oh my God, okay. Let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh. Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see.
Somewhere between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we are doing the show again today from New York, from WNEW.
Always nice to be up here.
And one of the benefits of being up here is that we can send guys out and do stuff on the street.
Yeah.
The show got away from us when we... called the guy with the naked girl jumping jack site, which led us to the hot feet site.
We always end up having too much fun.
But I do want to give at least one or two more segments, at least to the whole thing with Lisa.
Very good.
At the CBS store today.
Yeah.
Because, well, frankly, it's good promotion for the Tiffany Network.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. We're trying to help promote that fabulous Mercantile.
So once again, Lisa's in front of the CBS store this morning with Rabe, and she is asking questions, scripted questions, to tourists. Let's just hear one more of these. Here we go.
Well, I guess.
Okay, first of all, my name is Lisa. I'm from the first season of Survivor. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And how did you enjoy the CBS store?
It's great. I was looking for some Letterman stuff, so that was nice.
And what did you buy?
Nothing yet. I've got to go inside and meet some people and then come back out.
All right, now, these are just the setup questions.
Right.
The next question will be, did you buy any keychains? And after that, we're going to come in with the prepared material.
Good.
Here we go.
Not even a keychain?
I bought some stuff before.
Now, could you tell me, who's your favorite character on Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, is that the Dick Van Dyke show?
Yes.
Dick Van Dyke.
Okay, he's the first guy who's got it right.
Wow. Way to go. Congratulations, sir.
Someone who actually watches the network.
Okay, here's the next question.
Big fan?
Well, back in his old show.
Now, do you miss the show Murder, She Wrote?
Probably not, no.
Now, when did you first hear about the death of Tyne Daly?
Right now, I guess.
Yeah, middle of last week. Apparently it was a stroke.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
She forgot to say she didn't suffer.
She didn't suffer much.
She didn't suffer.
What is your favorite thing about CBS executive Les Moonves?
Probably that he likes Dave Letterman.
That's always good. Well, I love Dave Letterman, too.
Right, he hates Letterman.
Right.
Which Gumball do you hate the most?
I don't know.
Greg or Bryant?
Probably Bryant.
And meanwhile, this guy, who seems to me
one of the more intelligent recipients, although he said button,
he has still not figured out that these questions are 100% bogus.
Not yet.
Now, can you tell me, what's the deal with Becker?
I don't know. Is that... That must be the dancing show. But I like the little girl. What's the little gal on there? I forget her name.
We have our first real CBS fan.
Yeah. The dancing show.
Uh-huh.
The dancing vehicle.
Idea. Don't watch it. But in your opinion, who will be the next 60 Minutes anchor to die?
Probably Mike Wallace.
I can vote for Mike Wallace.
And I love that they're just answering these questions.
Just rolling right along.
Mike Wallace. Now, which do you find more annoying, Dan Rather's gay haircut or his daffy left-wing bias?
Probably the latter.
His left-wing bias. His daffy left-wing bias.
Right now, we're going to get back to the CBS store.
Yeah, and all these great questions.
Rate the disappointment level of the store, and then ask, like, if they saw the Patricia Heaton softcore pornography box set. Because remember, she's the lady from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
Who was on our show and tried to get us fired. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Let's go back to the CBS store here for a minute. Can you rate your disappointment from a 1 to 10?
Oh, it's not too disappointing. I would say a 6.
6 out of 10. What's the best item that you saw in our fabulous CBS store?
Well, the Final Four stuff was cool. Survivor stuff is all right. But mostly I came over to get some Late Show stuff.
Right, the guy is like in love with Dave Letterman.
Mm-hmm. Very good, obviously.
Did you buy anything from Survivor 1, my season?
Unfortunately not, no.
Now, could you tell me if you saw any of these items in the store? CBS keychain?
Yes.
Survivor bandana?
No.
Right, now we get to the...
these are good questions.
Here we go.
We get to the made-up items.
Amy Brenneman, personal lubricant.
No, but I wish I had.
Okay, so he still doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't get it yet. Let's see.
How about that Kevin James hemorrhoidal pillow?
No, missed that.
You know what it is? I think it's the fact that Lisa's hot.
Yep.
And she says she was on Survivor.
Sure.
And... These dopes all believe her.
They're just answering. You know, we haven't gotten one. Hey, what is that?
CSI tampons?
No.
He might be getting it. He's just getting it. No, what are you doing?
No, I don't think. I would bet he's not. He doesn't get it.
Who knows?
The Family Law cheese assortment.
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay. No, I don't think he's playing along.
No?
No, I don't.
You think he saw the Family Law cheese assortment?
I think he thought he saw.
Oh, okay.
Can buy it?
No. I think the cheese is old.
Probably. What about the Jag Painless Nose Hair Trimmer?
Nope, I missed that one.
All right, Dad, maybe you're right. He's laughing.
He gets it. He gets it.
He's laughing.
This is a fan favorite, the Patricia Heaton Softcore Pornography Box Set.
I probably would have bought that if I saw it.
Oh, all right. You know, I haven't figured him out yet.
Yeah.
If he gets it or not.
He gets it.
Maybe next time when you go back in, you can look for that. Now, what about the Paul Shaver Scrotum Balm?
Probably not, no.
Now, finally...
And the last question, and this is true research for CBS.
Yes, and you know, if they're compiling this, they might have to make some adjustments.
Please tell me, who is Jane Clayson?
Last question, can you tell me, who is Jane Clayson?
Actually, I met Jane Clayson.
Oh, no.
She has to work with Brian Gumbel, I feel sorry for.
Oh, not a big fan of Brian Gumbel. So she's on which show?
CBS Morning News.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. You know what, he doesn't...
Was the rate the disappointment question on there?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
A six.
Okay. I'd say he almost doesn't count because he knew too much about CBS.
He was a CBSophile.
All right, you know what? Let's hear one more before we go to Boston.
Yeah.
One more. Just one more. One more person.
As Rob and I stand out here in the corner of 53rd and Broadway waiting for customers to come out of the fabulous CBS store, we're standing on the sidewalk here in front of a computer and gadgety store, and one of the clerks in that store standing at the counter just staring at us and watching us for a very long time, definitely picking his nose. I busted him. He didn't stop. He kept picking his nose.
Wait, where's the next
person? Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm from the first season of Survivor. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
No, understand. Are you Egyptian Cairo?
Oh, this is a push.
You're Egyptian.
Cairo. They're from tourists. American, all good here.
You like America?
Very good American, New York here.
Do you think that this guy will even understand
No, he will not.
I don't understand what you speak English. Small English.
Yeah, he won't
you
understand.
You only speak a little bit English. Well, can I ask you a few questions? We'll see if we can get
No, I don't. Robbie, can you fast forward?
Yeah, fast forward it to somebody who speaks English. It's more fun that way.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Now, who is your favorite character on Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, here one, my friend, Mr.
Still the same guy.
I don't know Dick Van Dyke. He's dead. He killed Time Daly.
Still the same guy. Okay, stop the tape. Let's see.
Has had 9 customers. It totals 9 customers in 1 hour. And as we stand out here waiting for people to go into the store, it's amazing to notice just the people, tourists, locals.
You know what? You're going to have to queue ahead here to get past Lisa's commentary. No offense, Lisa. We're running out of time. We'll do one more of these, the final one.
Very good.
And then we'll go to Buzz in the News. We got planes and trains to catch. Get out of New York tonight. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
And defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
They go together like Vicodin and Methadone. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. And that right, Pete?
Eat my bone. Dick Weed.
There he is.
Okay,
let's just hear one more interview.
Very good.
From outside the CBS store today. As it turns out, Lisa interviewed like 20 people.
Yes, and she got some real winners here. She got some people who were smarter. She got some foreigners. She got a lot of people.
So we're going to hear one more, and then Buzz is going to give us the final tabulations that we will happily pass on to the CBS research department.
Right.
Proud to be part of the CBS family we are.
Hey, could you take a few minutes to take our CBS survey tape for broadcast?
Sure.
Hey, first of all, hi, my name's Lisa. Excuse me. I'm from the first season of Survivor. It's nice to meet you.
Really? Nobody questions.
Nobody does.
Nobody.
Hi, I'm Lisa from Survivor.
Sure she is.
Enjoyed the CBS store.
Yes, yes I did.
And did you buy anything?
Yes, I did.
Keychains?
No.
What'd you buy?
I bought a bunch of Survivor t-shirts.
From my season? From season one?
I tried, but...
You know they're on sale.
I know, there's none left. That's the ones I wanted, but I had to get this season two.
Good answer.
You know, we might have the dumbest guy.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Far. Bingo.
But I did want season one.
Now, who's your favorite character on Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, man. Don't watch that show, sorry.
Are you familiar with the program?
I'm familiar with it vaguely.
Now, do you miss Murder, She Wrote, honestly?
Nope.
No, don't like Angela Lansbury.
Oh, I mean, she's okay, but I mean, it's just, it sounds sexist, but it's a woman's show.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I watch it with my mom. And,
I mean, of course.
Now, what's your favorite thing about CBS executive Les Moonves?
I would say good choices on programming. How about that?
All right, the Time Daily question's coming up next.
Wow.
Now it gets good.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Now, when did you first hear about the death of Time Daily?
I didn't. I heard she was sick. I didn't know she was
sick.
That's the best one.
I heard she was sick.
You know, Lisa's coming. Just telling him it was the middle of last week. It's too funny.
Which gumball do you hate the most?
Everybody hates Bryant Gummel, but I don't hate him. I mean, it's just...
So would you say you hate Greg then?
No, I don't.
Which one do you like the least?
Okay, well, let's say Bryant.
There you go.
Bryant.
Tell me, please, what's the deal with Becker?
Becker? I don't know. Who is? I don't know. I don't know who Becker is.
I voted for him.
It's Ted Danson, that great...
Oh. I don't like his character.
There you go.
So you don't like Becker?
No, I don't like the character. I like Ted Danson. It's a bad character for him.
All right, 60 Minutes question coming up.
Got a real TV watcher here.
No, it's not a very good character for him. I've seen the show, yeah. I don't like the character.
In your opinion, who will be the next 60 Minutes anchor to die?
Oh,
I believe it's three.
Wallace.
Mike Wallace. I love this. The people are freaking unfazed by this.
Mike Wallace not even missing a beat.
Mike Wallace, and why do you think that?
He doesn't look very good.
Which do you find more annoying? Okay, Dan Rather's gay haircut or his dappy left-wing bias?
Left-wing bias.
Left-wing bias. Yep.
And nobody mentioned his new gay hair.
No. And he doesn't even know what a left-wing bias is.
But now we're going to get to the CBS store questions, and we'll wrap this up.
For this fabulous CBS store for 1 second. Rate your level of disappointment on a scale of 1 to 10.
Which is 10 being the most disappointed and 1 being the least disappointed?
Okay.
Five.
Middle of the pack.
And he's the guy who I think liked it.
He liked it, but it's still disappointing.
10. Fair enough. What is the best item that you saw in the CBS store?
Well, I came for the Survivor shirts, and I did.
Attaboy. Which items of these did you see? Which of these items did you see in the store? Did you see a CBS keychain?
Yes, I did.
Survivor bandana?
Yes, I did.
All right, now we get to the good ones.
Of course.
Amy Brenneman, personal lubricant.
Did not see that.
What about Kevin James' hemorrhoidal pillow?
Didn't catch that one either.
Did you see the box of CSI tampons?
No, sure didn't.
How about that Family Law cheese assortment?
Nope, didn't catch that one.
The Jag painless nose hair trimmer?
No.
This has always been a fan favorite, I've noticed through these interviews, but how about the Patricia Heaton softcore pornography box set?
I looked, but it wasn't there.
Oh, they were all out today?
Yeah. Disappointing.
Now, the last item, I want to know if you ran across the Paul Schaefer scrotum balm.
No. I don't think I want to find that either.
All right, and the final question for CBS Research.
Right.
About Jane Clayson.
Probably not. Last question. Can you tell me, who is Jane Clayson?
No
idea.
Yeah!
Okay.
Bravo!
No idea. No idea.
There we go. All right, now I realize that we didn't talk to everybody on the list.
We didn't, right?
You know, at least we interviewed...
How many people did you interview out there today, Lisa?
How many was it? Like 20 people?
Yeah,
At least 20.
The best thing about this guy was that after we were done with the interview and I had stopped the tape, we were discussing a little bit more this whole Survivor thing.
Right.
And he was like, "You're really, really on season one?" And I was like, "Yeah, turn it off." He's like, "My wife is going to be so stoked." I tried to take the record off pause.
Oh, wow.
And I reached to take it off pause and just pretend nonchalantly have the microphone there, and he looked down and saw my hand. But we talked for a good, 3 minutes about how awesome it was that I was on Survivor, and this was so cool.
Because you're a celebrity.
Dumbass.
There you are. You're a celebrity. You know, Rob and I were discussing yesterday if she should be Jenna from Survivor.
Right.
And we thought, no, she's a real name. Yeah. Say, "Hi, I'm Lisa from
Lisa
Survivor."
From the first bought it. Yeah.
Third one voted off.
Yeah. Buzz, what were the final totals there?
Well, I was surprised the store scored better than we expected on level of disappointment. It actually came out with an average score of 5.5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, but it's on the upper end.
The folks were pretty much in agreement on who will die next on 60 Minutes. One vote for Andy Rooney and three for Mike Wallace. and the all-important Jane Clayson question. We had one answer. One guy actually knew that she works with Brian Gumbel on the Good Morning Show on CBS. Two people said they don't know who Jane Clayson is, and one woman said that she's a nun in Rome.
Oh, and Lisa, she's giving me an instant message. You did get somebody who had a just instant message me that she gave. That someone did say the level of disappointment was a 10.
A 10?
Oh,
wow.
There you go. CBS story.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Robbie, for going out and taping that. Yeah. Now let's get to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story tonight on your made-up news show?
Tonight, the latest on efforts at saving a supermodel.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yes. But her body is still perfect. Right?
No damage externally.
No, it's all inside.
Right.
Yes, right.
Absolutely.
She's still beautiful. She's like
a paper bag effect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
boogie professional.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
And now, with another segment designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. It's time for News Now with Buzz, which is brought to you by Egars.com.
All right.
The hottest cigar site on the planet. I got it here somewhere. Right. Visit Egars.com for great deals on Hoya de Monterey, Excalibur, and Punch 5-Packs. Five premium cigars as little as $15.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS.
Smell my hog. Queer bait.
Hey. Stop it. They're a great sponsor, Pete. Now here's Buzz with news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Supermodel Nikki Taylor still in critical condition after a car wreck over the weekend in Atlanta. The 26-year-old model suffered severe liver damage and lost a lot of blood. The friend who was driving was trying to answer his cell phone when he slammed into a utility pole. Nikki was wearing a seatbelt. Taylor's appeared on more than 160 magazine covers and in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She makes $50,000 a day by posing for CoverGirl, Liz Claiborne, and Victoria's Secret. Doctors say it may be weeks.
Yeah,
I know.
Her husband is very upset.
If she can be saved.
Andy Taylor.
You know, my sister was an EMT and told me that's called the paper bag effect, and they see it a lot with people wearing seatbelts, and it's not nice. But if you ever blow up a paper bag and pop it, that's kind of what happens to some of your organs when you have that high an impact.
Wow.
So that's probably what happened to...
So she's messed up on the inside, but still perfect on the outside.
Yes, that's what we mentioned.
Someone
before.
Call Atlanta and ask if she'll marry me.
Oh, God.
I'll take her as is.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is on the cover of People magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People in the World issue.
Zeta-Jones.
Julia Roberts made the list for the sixth time.
The Horse Whisperer.
Halle Berry's there for the fifth time.
Wonderful Breasts.
And it's George Clooney's fourth appearance.
Bag.
The magazine hits the newsstands on Friday. Now, Us magazine is out with its annual list of best celebrity body parts.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez got best butt.
J-Lo.
Britney Spears came in second in that category.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Oh. Pamela Anderson was voted by the readers as having the best breasts. Madonna has the best arms. Janet Jackson has the best abs. Britney Spears is made second in that as well.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Oh, Pete.
Peter.
Michelle Pfeiffer has the best lips and Tina Turner the best legs.
Really, who is that?
Tina Turner.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
Oh, yes. Not nice. Wall Street's a happier place these days. The Dow yesterday was higher than it's been in 3 months. It came very close to the 11,000 high that it reached last year. Investors are stoked about the likelihood the Federal Reserve will soon be cutting interest rates yet again. Quoting one analyst, the tone is definitely different. The Nasdaq's also making a strong showing. It's had a month of steady gains, adding another 2.5% just yesterday. Today, NASDAQ was up 52. The Dow did fall a little, 22 points, but still very close to that 11,000 mark at 10,877.
And with all that, and even all the great pub that we've given CBS today, right, the Viacom stock
still
not budging.
Yeah.
Not budging.
Way to go, CBS.
Buzz, we got
to
do this
right
now so we can make our trains and planes. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Pull over. I gotta use the Johnson.
Why don't you go and we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
With over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
And once again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. NBC wants to know, if HBO can do it, why can't we?
What, get people to watch their channel?
Well, something like that. NBC President Bob Wright has sent a letter to the heads of CBS, ABC, and Fox asking how they feel about being limited on sex and violence and having to compete with HBO, which knows no such limits.
Hello, Helen, it's Bob Wright.
The networks have become increasingly frustrated.
I really think Jay ought to thank Johnny.
Listen, I got Jay the job. Johnny can go F himself.
Oh, Helen, I don't think that's the right idea.
Goodbye, Bob.
Did you hang up on me? What would Pete Johnson say?
Tickle the Duke. Useless prick.
Yeah, see, that's what he'd say. The networks have become increasingly frustrated with the limitations they face on language and sexual content in particular.
Well, if NBC wants to, why don't they start with Jay Leno? Have Jay Leno come out naked every night.
Why don't they start with this show?
God.
Let us ease the restrictions on us a little bit.
Well, see, here's somebody who would agree with you. David Letterman says there's a double standard at CBS when it comes to the language you can use on the air. The word bull s aired again and again on the live telecast of On Golden Pond Sunday night.
And you know that pissed me off because that's art.
Right.
Because they're doing a recreation and they're doing live.
Letterman played a clip from that play on his show and the censors left in the word bull s. But when a child actor tried to repeat the word after the clip, he was bleeped.
Yeah. You've got to hand it to Letterman. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is great that he's doing that.
Then Letterman said he'd given up trying to make his point. Quoting him, I was just trying to stir up trouble anyway.
No, my hog, queer bait.
Jerry Springer handled trailer trash, so he can surely handle British politicians. Springer, who was born in England, also has a late-night talk show there. He'll soon be hosting a game show there. And he's just been tapped to be a commentator in the TV coverage of Britain's upcoming elections. Quoting Springer, I gotta be the luckiest person in the world.
One more, Buzzy.
You'll soon be able to buy marijuana and hashish at drive-thrus in the Netherlands.
He had to have this story, didn't
he? This is news that is appealing to Buzz.
Let's make it this one. The police say they want to make it easier on German tourists to flock to the Netherlands to buy the legal soft drugs that are sold there. Police are trying to get the dealers off the streets and into drive-thrus and coffee shops.
When are you buying your summer home there?
Having dealers on the streets, they say, makes the other tourists nervous.
Pull your maximum right around, sir.
The new drive-thrus are expected to open next year.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet.
Thank you for the news and for the comments. And Pete, thank you.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Right. Okay. Call 100 time right now at 877-365-3636. Call 100, gets it. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
come on! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Okay, Buzz.
In sports, Michael Jordan reportedly wants Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, and Dennis Rodman to join him in a comeback. The part owner of the Washington Wizards is 38, as are Ewing and Barkley.
Sure, why not bring Bob Cousy back and with Chamberlain?
Rodman's 39. Jordan's agent, who also represents Patrick Ewing, says that because the Wizards are already close to their salary cap, all four players would have to settle for the $1 million veterans minimum.
His agent is David Falk, right?
David Falk.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He says these guys aren't playing for the money, though. The New York Post says the agent could be wrong about Rodman, who's reportedly squandered most of the millions he's earned.
Why not call Dr. J? Call Ralph Sampson.
Quoting a source, if Rodman comes back, it will be for the money. And finally, a guy in Ukiah, California, knew his clothes were still pretty hot when he took them out of the dryer at the laundromat. He just didn't know how hot.
How hot were they?
He says the clothing was so hot, he could barely touch it when he threw the pile of clothing into his camper. And when he stopped at a gas station a few minutes later, someone noticed smoke coming out of the back of his truck. The guy opened his camera and found that his clothes had burst into flames. The gas jockey put out the fire before the fire department arrived.
Go fist yourself, pencil
hey,
ass.
Hey, 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 you try it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
To go call 100 time now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am the 100th caller.
Right, yeah, you are. What's your name?
Gail from Springfield, Virginia.
Ah, too sweet. Gail, you won the Sopranos prize pack.
Great, thank you.
Don't miss the Sopranos. Sunday night at 9. It better be a good episode, for goodness sake. It's only an HBO soundtrack in stores now. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night. And thank you to everybody. And we do mean this time, everybody at WNEW here in New York. So nice to us.
Team.
So nice. We'll be back twice. We'll be back very soon.
Yes.
Mike, I'm sorry. Mike has passed out. Mike laying in a pool of his own vomit.
Too much day.
Good night. See you tomorrow. Thank you. And good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now Rob, being as Mike has passed out on the floor.
I just held a mirror under his nose and it doesn't fog up.
Uh-oh.
Well, then why don't you just throw the cap in your own mouth and throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
He can do his own.
Yeah, you don't need him to do that trick with you.
It's better with other people, though. You got to admit that.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.